Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Bring you this special radio broadcast.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I hate Mondays.
I don't work Mondays.
Dexter, ask him your question.
Okay, first off, I want to ask you, do you know a performer by the name of Sergio Mendez?
I don't.
Okay, good.
I don't.
We don't need to go
He was on the show this morning.
Hey, just stop. We don't need that.
He's toured with Frank Sinatra.
All right.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I'm not crazy about him either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
Are you ready to go?
What is your fate when you look through your life and your career?
It's Monday Madness.
This is the show for you.
Let's go.
It's a Monday. That's for sure. Good morning, Starmy. It is 6:07 in the a.m.
I don't wanna.
You got stuff.
Yeah, nobody wants stuff.
I had a day of 91.
Oh, come on. It's gonna get hot, too?
Yep.
Big.
Rain? I know.
Any rain?
Nope.
So, rain is done?
Rain is done.
No!
Oh, bring the rain back.
Come on. I want more lightning.
Whoa! Oh, my gosh.
That just took out Peter Benson.
Allegedly, we're going to get a thunderstorm in the evening, but it's still going to hit 90s. Tomorrow, 93.
So, man. Get rid of it.
Did you guys lose power yesterday?
We did for about... Don said it was so... Like, it went off, and then it came back on.
Man, you guys were the lucky ones, because apparently all of New Mexico was pretty much...
It was crazy.
Out for either a split second or...
And you guys haven't had power because you've been living in your van.
Yeah.
We've been living in the van.
So you were used to it.
So we're fine. We're totally okay with that. But yeah, everybody else was affected by the big power.
There was a fire at a transfer station.
Yeah. Yeah, did you guys see the video of that thing?
I saw a picture. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw a photo. I'm going to the video now.
It's going to the video. Look at that. That is just a fire burning.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just going crazy. We can play this again during the headlines, but here's the news report on what happened last night.
PNM just tweeted out that it has restored power for all of its customers, so some good news there. But driving out here, we saw lightning after lightning flashes in the sky, and it's that lightning that firefighters believe started a fire at the power station behind me, which led to outages across the metro area. Stoplights out. Streets left in the dark. You're looking at video a viewer shot while walking along Central in downtown Albuquerque. AFD put out a small brush fire at the power station at Ladera and Ouray.
That was a huge explosion.
Huge explosion.
Yeah, it was crazy. Dude, the outage at 1.81 PNM substations were without power. That is one-third of all of their substations.
Nice.
Oh, man. It's already being blamed for a fatal accident as well. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
In Santa Fe, police say a 40-year-old motorcyclist, he was stopped at a dark traffic light. Because there was nothing.
Man, that was scary last night.
Yeah.
Because when I was still moving things from our old house to our new house, and... It was pitch black.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
You could barely see the stoplights.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, man, there's somebody's going to end up just plowing right through.
And that's exactly what happened. A motorcyclist was stopped at a dark traffic light at Cerrillos and Christos, and a driver came up behind him, didn't see him, didn't stop.
Dang.
And the man was hit and killed.
Whenever this happens, whenever the power goes out, and I'm sure everybody does this if you watch The Walking Dead or you
watch
those shows where
post-apocalyptic anything.
That's the first thing that pops into my head is, man, this is what it would be like.
Yep.
It's going to be chaos, no power.
Well, you don't think about what you need.
Yeah.
I know what I need.
What? A crossbow.
No, man.
Oh.
A crossbow.
I need three things. Johnny, beans,
and a Swiss Army knife,
and some water, and I will survive.
Wow.
And they will too.
No Don, no Panda.
Who is Don?
Yeah.
Don's already run away with Panda in this scenario.
Yeah.
I take that back. She probably took Johnny with her.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, it was probably crazy. Left Johnny to spite me.
We had like three candles, and they were all excuse me, they were all like scented differently. It was it was weird. But there was no there was no power. So the question was, well, can we pee? Like, are you allowed to flush?
Was the water? The water was fine.
Right. That's what I thought. Because he's like, I was told you shouldn't. So just don't flush.
Did you guys go in the backyard in the chicken coop?
I had no idea that you guys had electric plumbing.
We became survivalists. But like, one of our kids who shall remain nameless opened up the refrigerator because it was forgot.
Somebody always does that.
And then it was like, no! And Chrissy just, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that always happens.
It was one of those crazy moments.
We usually play hide and seek. That's kind of one of our things. If the power's going to be out for a long time and it's nighttime, we play hide and seek.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Man.
It was fun.
We did not play hide and seek. The kids immediately went into their rooms and laid in their beds, and they were like, we're just going to watch movies on our iPads. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know, if you run out of battery, you can't charge it again. Get off your iPad. Let's hang out. Man. They didn't hang out.
My kids have been,
they didn't hang out.
No.
My kids have been without Wi-Fi for a few days now. We don't get Wi-Fi till Wednesday.
That's awesome.
And it's been awesome to see them just screaming and crying and kicking.
Trying to figure out life.
Yeah.
What is life?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Dad. What are we going to do? I don't want to hang out with you guys.
Well,
yeah, it's good.
I don't want to hang out with you guys.
I need my internet.
You guys are so weird.
Man.
Well, welcome to the show. It is Monday, August 8th. Big show today on a Monday. Monday mindset. Where's your mind at? What you been thinking about?
I don't know.
You can text the show at 585-5483. What's your Monday mindset? Tell us all about it. We want to hear all about it.
Tell her about it.
I know what these two are thinking about right now.
We'll say it.
Got a bone to pick with you two.
What are you talking about?
What are you guys doing this weekend, this past weekend? What did you guys do?
Wait, what did we do or what are we doing? This coming weekend?
Yeah, this coming weekend's my birthday.
His birthday.
Everyone, my birthday is Friday.
Birthday party?
My birthday is Friday. We're going to have a huge public party at the top of the Sandias.
Really? No, that's not true.
Yeah, be there at midnight on Friday.
No, don't do that.
So what did you guys do this weekend?
So this coming weekend.
No, this week. This
birthday party.
What did you guys do this last weekend?
This last weekend.
Cheaters are hosting it. It's going to be a good time. Wait, are you inviting Dex?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Dex, mute his mic.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Do you want to come to my birthday?
I don't know. I'm kind of upset with you.
Wait, with me?
A little bit.
It's at my house.
Are you upset with me, or did you mean Steve-O when you said with you?
Well, I guess, you know.
Can you put my mic back
But let's
on?
Think about it real quick. Who are you really upset with?
Well,
I'm
upset with the weather. Because
I'm upset with both of you.
I was away this
what
weekend.
What did you guys do yesterday evening?
Wait, yesterday evening? Oh, I thought you were talking about the weekend. Sunday night is not the weekend.
We got a call from a producer friend of ours yesterday.
And they said, very important.
They said, I need very you guys important. To go do this.
We need to shoot
We'll do it live!
A video. We need you guys to go see a movie.
And we can't even talk about
so
it.
So that you can...
We can't even talk about it, Dex.
So that you can...
I know you can't talk about it.
Have
but you guys did something.
Review.
You guys did something last night, and apparently I was not invited.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Oh, really? Because I didn't get anything...
That's a lie.
...about what you guys did last
night. That's
a
lie.
Until... Teo came in and told me all about it.
We tagged you in the video.
Oh, well, I haven't been able to get on Facebook because I don't have Wi-Fi and I've already used all my data.
Didn't we text you yesterday and you said you were still moving?
Yeah, in the morning.
That's weird.
And it sounded like you two couldn't even go, but then I could have gone last night.
Well, it wasn't last night. We went to the 350 showing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, except it was sold out, so then we had to go to the 510 show.
Yeah, we didn't get to go to that one. We had to wait around for an hour.
Yeah, we waited for an hour, and then we still had to stand in this crazy line, and it was sold out again. And there was a dude in the theater with a backpack, and Teo thought we were going to die.
It's sad,
if we had gotten shot and killed, you would have felt really bad.
Nuh-uh. Hey, Dex, I will say this, though. I'm sorry.
What else?
Hey, I will say this as well. He's sorry.
I am.
They went to see Suicide Squad without me.
That's why they did.
You told us you couldn't go.
You said you couldn't go.
Well, maybe I could have. I could have like taken a little
no,
break.
No, don't say that. No, don't do that. Don't do
you
that.
Can't do that. You
don't
can't
scratch
be mad.
Your beard.
He even said, right. I feel really bad that all Dex right. isn't with us. And okay. I said, he said he was moving. And we have to do this. We have to.
Okay.
We were asked to do this.
Have a big tender heart.
Here's the thing. So you guys went to see Suicide Squad when you could have been helping me move.
Oh, whatever.
I was working really hard.
Uh-huh.
Now, hang on. Somebody texted you yesterday and asked if you needed help.
That's weird. And then you said.
You better.
Yeah, I was talking about Steve-O
and Omar.
I was really talking about
you don't think Tao and I talk? You don't think he'd said, oh, no, Shane and Omar.
Both of you look at me.
Everybody's there. To help.
Apologize to me, both of you.
No,
what did I do?
Because you're both making me feel bad.
Get out
both
of here.
Of you make me. No. You're making me. Both of
no.
you just apologize.
No.
Uh-uh. I refuse.
No.
Because Tao even said,
no.
I feel bad. Should we help him move? And this was my text back. I said, I know.
Oh my gosh.
But it's for the show.
Okay.
And so important.
You guys. You guys,
we've already got a text in on the live line that
uh-oh.
Says, is your server down? I can't stream or load you.
I know, our
web
app
page.
Is down. Our app is
my
down,
morning
too.
Morning is off to a bad start if I
it's
can't.
It's terrible.
Sorry, guys.
It's terrible.
Yeah, because of the lightning.
Yeah.
It wiped out everything except us on the air.
And if you try and email us, we won't see it because our servers are down. Yeah. So we
but you can text.
Check the email.
585-LIVE. You can text.
So
anyways, back to my busy weekend.
Yeah, same here, dude. Saturday, we went to Grant's for a baseball tournament.
Steve-O wasn't even here.
Drove out there at like 7 a.m. because we were like, well, we got an early game. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead and hit that lightning again because we got one game in and then the rains came.
Oh, you can't play baseball in the rain.
Can't play baseball in the rain. There was lightning within 0.2 miles of us.
Oh, man.
So everybody was like hiding out in their cars, waited an hour, waited 2 hours, oof. Waited 3 hours. Well, we still have another game. It was scheduled for 3 p.m. So we, remember 7 a.m. Still there. 7 p.m.? 7 p.m. 7:30 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
That just long?
We finally got the second game going under the lights that night.
Gosh.
It wrapped up at 9:30 p.m.
That's fun.
Trapped in beautiful Grants, New Mexico.
It was beautiful. They don't even have a Starbucks in Grants.
That's how beautiful.
Did you guys stay the night there?
We couldn't because I was doing worship the next day, so we had to drive all the way home. But little known fact, Chrissy had to be right back in Grants for the early game
that's
on
awesome.
Sunday morning.
Good for her.
So we would have stayed there if I hadn't, already committed to doing things at Calvary and Uphill.
See, that's when you pull the gentry card.
Oh, nope, God. Never.
You say, hey, can you just take my kid?
Dude. Yeah.
That's the gentry card. That's what I call it, the gentry card.
Gentry
card. Hey, would you mind just taking my kid? Thanks.
Drove all the way home. Got home about 11 p.m.
Wow.
Chrissy had to turn right around and go back to Grant.
She's a good mom.
She is a good mom. Great.
That's awesome. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I know coming up, you're going to share more about your baseball weekend, right? Come on.
I don't know, man.
Come on. Well, think about it and later on.
It was a rough weekend because it's a fundraiser for the team in Grants. It's their fundraiser. It's their team. So they only have one club team. Obviously, it's Grants, Mm-hmm. So it's their fundraiser to raise funds.
Okay.
And they kind of wanted to go ahead and skimp on some of the things they wanted to pay for, like umpires for a big tournament.
All right.
And they used their 15-year-old kids instead.
What?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about this now or you want to wait?
No, I kind of don't want to talk about it.
That's all you're going
to
tell us?
Well, what is the best time of the morning to talk about getting in a fight with a kid?
No, I didn't get into a fight.
You
there was no
fight
physical
with a
altercation.
Kid? What happened with the 15-year-old umpire?
Yeah. I will say this. Luke Jeter has never, ever, ever, ever disrespected the officials ever because it's the umpires. Mm-hmm. And he's never, like, if he strikes out looking, he'll walk back to the dugout upset, and then he'll go, that was a bad call. But he'll,
wow.
He never says anything. First time ever in his little baseball career, he actually stood up and turned around and yelled at the umpire.
Really?
It was that bad of a call.
The 15-year-old?
So what? I will say, for the first time in his life, he did that. And I saw it very clearly. And yes, there was
And you backed him up, didn't you?
Did Luke Jeter get kicked out of the game?
No, he did not. Oh. Because then he turned around, he said his piece, and he walked back to the dugout. And he heard his daddy, and he knew he didn't have to say anything.
Oh, God. Steve-O.
Oh, man. What did you do? What did you say? What happened?
I don't think he can say what he said.
Oh, man.
There were none expletives. I felt really bad after.
I love it.
He's 15 years old.
Nah, that's a lie. I didn't feel bad after.
No. It was a terrible call.
Man, I love all of it.
What if the 15-year-old umpire had ejected your son? You're out of here!
Oh, dude. That wouldn't have happened because he clearly didn't know the rules. Are you kidding me?
Well,
oh my
gosh.
He's
the umpire.
He can make him up as he goes. He was making him up as he went. It was so bad.
Oh, well.
It was so
glad you're not in jail.
So bad.
Glad you're here.
Hey, I just said words. I didn't like climb the fence and freak out on the field or anything.
Well, next time, you know, you need bail money. I'll just remember.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't bail me out that one time when I had to move. So, sorry, buddy. You're going to have to call Tao or
T.O.
I may have had to apologize to everyone, and the director of the thing may have sent an email out.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Good grief.
We may have gotten like a conduct warning.
What did you say to that kid?
Not invited to the
Grants
baseball tournament again.
You know, the funny thing is that wasn't even the situation. Because I mean, I really did. I yelled something, but that was the end. But the second game, the one that, remember how we were there for, you know, like 12 hours? The second game, everybody's tired, and this other kid, he was just having a bad night. And he kept blowing calls on both sides for both teams.
Another 15-year-old umpire?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. It was their kids. Like, they didn't have real umpires. And so,
why couldn't have you stepped in?
That was the question was, well,
no,
couldn't
parents?
We volunteer? Like,
that would have made more sense.
From,
since,
you know, different teams. We have so many parents. There's so many people who obviously volunteer their time to umpire at other games, other situations. I don't know why. I don't know why they didn't do it like that. But either way, it was bad, and so bad that the evening game, there was a really bad call, and obviously the parents had been like kind of saying things throughout the evening because it was really terrible, and finally this poor little 15-year-old kid had enough, and he blew this call. It was really bad. Like, this kid was safe by a mile. Wasn't even tagged, and he called him out. And you could tell it was like, let's just get out of here.
Man.
Let's just start calling everybody out. Calls him out, and the dad stood up and was like, and he just was like, he didn't even, right? Like, he barely says anything, and the kid out there in front of everyone loses it and starts cussing at the stands.
Oh my gosh. Was he telling everybody to shut up?
Oh, no, I can't say what he said.
Well, I mean,
Luke was out there on the field, and he goes, oh, I heard. He said the F word, and he said this word, and he said this. And I was like, I know, son. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to hear that. And he's like, it's okay. I mean, he was obviously very upset.
But was he yelling at the people?
Screaming at the parents.
Saying he needed to just stop, basically? Okay.
But I mean, obviously, you can't do that either. And then next thing you know, like, the director of the tournament is
Poor
on the
kid.
Field.
That
and
stinks.
It was just like,
dealing with
he
dads,
got kicked
just
out.
Yelling.
So he got kicked out. And then the director of the tournament umped the rest of the game.
What?
And it was just like, this is crazy.
Well, yeah, that's a bad idea.
And then it was just silent in the stands. Everybody's just awkward, you know, like after the awkward conversation or whatever, and then it's
bad
just
idea.
Like, just gonna sit here, just gonna, it's really weird. But the crazy thing is the speaking of ruining everything, the weather was so bad that on Sunday they couldn't even play the championship, but they had all these rad trophies, so they flipped a coin.
Flipped a coin?
Perfect.
They flipped a coin to see who won the whole tournament.
What?
Well, we're at least down to you guys.
What
so,
the heck?
Gotta pass out these trophies.
Who won the tournament then?
The hooligans.
Okay.
Well, good. I'm glad they won.
Yeah.
Right on.
Here, kid, you take
it. I will say this. It was crazy, and I lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico for years, and it felt like that. It felt like that small town, like...
I was born in a small town.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
Who won the game? The Hooligans. Yeah.
That's our boys. That's us.
Well...
Yeah.
Right on. Glad you had a great weekend.
Yeah, just fantastic. And then I took my best friend to the movies.
We
just got to hang out.
He did.
Go see a movie, and the power outage didn't affect our theater, so we got to, because we were in Rio Rancho.
Which, thinking about it, is a miracle.
It is a miracle.
Because they're, like, less than a mile away, everything was out.
Everything was out. So it was great, because we got to see the whole movie. Ha, Dex, you would have loved it. I wish you had been there.
Right.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, I had a great weekend. Just moving.
Oh, but we got to take a break. We don't have time to.
And I don't even need you to, because I got two new best friends!
I knew this was going to happen.
Coming up, I'm going to give a big shout out to...
Omar and Shane. We already know.
Why do you got to ruin it, man?
Omar and Shane.
They didn't show up, man. I was all by myself all weekend.
You're a liar. You are a liar.
Oh, man. Yeah. Gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Omar. Thank you, Hurricane Shane. Hurricane Shane just pulls up on Saturday around 11 and goes, "Hey, man, need some help?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do. Come on, buddy."
You're that friend. You're that friend. You won't ask for help. We both, like, the whole time we were going, "Dude, do you need help? Seriously, just tell us." No.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
Everything's already in boxes. Like, we
I'm not that guy.
Paid for a truck. Like, we're everything's good. We don't need you. Yeah. And so Teo and I both went, "Oh, okay. You said you don't need us."
Yeah, I don't really want you going through my personal stuff.
But then
stuff.
You hold it over our heads when we didn't go help you.
I know.
You're that friend!
I'm just giving you guys a hard time.
Whatever, Matt Gentry.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Hey, I'm sorry I couldn't help you.
I'm sorry I
didn't. It's okay.
Help
it all worked
you.
Out. Shane and Omar saved my life.
Oh,
because
if
they didn't show up, I probably would have died.
Yeah.
Because Saturday was so... That was the tough day. That was
and
the
that
day.
Really, that's the day that neither of us actually.
Yeah,
could.
I was in yeah. Grants.
That
Yay.
Was the day that we moved all the heavy stuff. And Woo. I live in this two-story mansion now. Thank yeah. you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen.
It's because of you. It really is. It was really tough dragging that stuff up the stairs.
Thanks,
like five flights of stairs. You know, to the very top to the penthouse. It was tough. What?
It's all because of you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm just sad that I'm not going to be able
to five-story penthouse
hang out with you anymore.
Well, it's all right.
I've been ostracized and excommunicated from friendship.
It's cool because from my penthouse, I can see your apartment, Teo.
So tiny. How do you see it?
I can see Steve-O's house.
Teo, your birthday? You want to throw a party at my house for your
everyone,
birthday?
Everyone. My birthday is Friday. You have no excuse.
No excuse. Be there, Dexter.
Big show. We'll talk about all the goodness happening on the Morning Invasion when we come back.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine at a Save Our City summit in Baltimore.
Since her very first speech in this campaign, she's been focused on the issues of systemic racism and inequality.
Clinton holds a Vegas rally.
Donald Trump rally in Maine.
I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united.
President Obama is assessing what's working and what isn't in the fight against the Islamic State group at a time the U.S. military is ramping up its engagement in Libya.
When women stop taking contraceptives that contain estrogen, their vitamin D levels could fall, federal researchers say.
There's a new report on the health of older Americans from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fewer seniors are suffering heart disease, but other chronic illnesses have taken its place.
Christian musician Dallas Taylor is in critical condition as the result of head and other injuries suffered in an all-terrain vehicle accident near Ocala, Florida. Taylor is the lead singer with the heavy metal band Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
What was Hurricane Earl slammed into the coast of Belize with winds of 80 miles an hour, bringing with it heavy rain. Earl quickly weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland.
My bad. That was last week. What the heck?
That was some stout news, Dex.
Oh, all right. I fixed it.
You fixed it.
I fixed it. It's okay. It should be okay.
Guys, he's really tired. He moved by himself all weekend.
I did. Well, not by myself.
We're only going to have to hear about it for the next 7 years.
No, I'm totally joking. I'm fine, guys.
You're jokey, jokester.
I'm fine. See if you guys need help when you get here.
Hey, man.
It's 6:39.
I had a day of 91 degrees. I'll never move.
I'll never move. Nothing happening on the traffic map here. If you can't hear us right now, we apologize. You'll probably be listening to the podcast later. Here's your apology. Our server's down. We've had a lot of people texting about not being able to listen on the website or whatever. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
This is your podcasting apology.
Sorry. It's because of the lightning storm last night.
Ah!
Took out all the power across New Mexico. Looks like all the power's restored. We used to do a game on that other morning show I did called Power or No Power. People loved it.
Yeah? What did you do?
I can't really talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll get sued.
Okay.
Yeah. I will get sued.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Power, no power.
I'm just going to Google it.
Don't okay. Google it.
Coming up on the show this morning, Whiskey Tangos. The Olympics are in full effect. We will talk about all the highlights and some good news coming out of Rio. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Find out if anybody's been hit with the Zika.
You know, it's early on a Monday when a mosquito singing the Olympic theme
it's pretty good.
Makes you cry.
Man, it's real good.
Do you have any other themes by this mosquito? He's very... What?
Oh,
I guess. Very talented.
Why'd they take out that mosquito?
Well, you don't want Zika.
Is that what they call them back down south?
Mosquitoes?
Skeeters.
Oh, just skeeters. No mosquitoes?
Them skeeters.
Just a skeeter.
I'm going to start calling them mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
They're mosquitoes. Yeah, some good things happening at the Olympic Games in Rio. We'll talk about that this morning. What else we got going on?
Something cool.
Maybe some topics. We want to know your mindset. It's Monday.
Yeah,
where's your mind at? Did you hear something great at church over the weekend? Is there just, you know, something you just can't stop thinking about? You want to share? Please, we'd love to hear about it.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Shout out to my friends at Calvary Knob Hill. Yesterday was really, really cool. Unfortunately, with all the rain and the chaos, there was some damage to the Lobo Theater where we rock church.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah.
I can't believe there was nothing damaged.
Insanity. And that's it. Praise God. Nothing was damaged. In fact, everything's been fixed. And on Friday, we laid down some, basically some kill-all chemicals that will destroy mold and mildew and everything just
because
in case.
It stinks.
Yeah, it was stinky. So we had service in the lobby yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Which was really cool. Set up like, I don't know, 100 chairs. And just had my acoustic guitar and my boy Joe and Jordan were playing. And it was packed. Like, I was worshiping, so I was closing my eyes. And after the second song, I get this, like, tap on my shoulder. And it was Jason trying to make an announcement. Because there's only one microphone, you know. And we actually had to scoot everybody in so that people could... It was, like, standing room only.
Wow.
It was really great. And then Skip's message yesterday. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, calvaryabq.org, you can podcast it. But it was part of the hashtag series, The Struggle is Real. And it was in Romans 7 and 8. And it was incredible. For anybody who still battles, anybody who still deals, which all of us do, it was an incredible reminder of why we do, how we do, and how to get through. It was amazing.
That's good.
It was amazing.
That just awesome. Sounds real good.
Yeah, everybody. I loved it.
Real good.
I loved it, man.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Love you too, man.
Thank you.
Did you see Vanilla Ice flip out at the airport?
No.
No.
What?
Yeah, Google that one.
No.
You Google it.
Yeah, he was not paying attention. I think he was on the phone, and he missed his flight. And then, yeah, they closed the gate, and then he realized, oh. And then he started yelling at the workers at the airport because he missed it. Because they didn't tell him that it was time to board.
It's Vanilla Ice. He's always going to do that. Well. Okay. Do you want to play the news report for the thing again?
Let's wait, because we'll just wait.
Okay. Fine. It's August 8th, people. I double-checked the date just to make sure.
Thank you.
August 8th. And you know what that means. Mm-mm. It's time for pumpkin spice stuff. Because apparently, even though Halloween is a couple months away or whatever, it's already time for pumpkin spice.
And everything nice.
Halloween is here?
I mean, you would think they would wait until at least September.
Well, it's kind of like Christmas.
I love Christmas.
People love them, the pumpkin spice coffees.
I just bought my Christmas costume.
I'm going to
dress up as Wise Man number 2 this year.
Oh,
it really tastes excited.
So chemically.
Huh?
Pumpkin spice latte stuff. It tastes like chemicals.
I thought you meant my Wise Man costume. I said, what? It doesn't have a taste, dummy.
I do love pumpkin pie. It's one of my favorites.
I do too, but maybe it's just a little too soon for pumpkin spice.
Maybe.
But, believe it or not, it's already started. General Mills just announced that their brand new pumpkin spice Cheerios are coming soon. Like,
what?
Prematurely soon, like very soon. They should be on sale everywhere before the end of August.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios?
That's right.
Huh. I might
little
have to try them.
Little rings of pumpkin spicy oats.
Because I like Cheerios.
Yeah, Cheerios aren't bad. They're an American staple. Four things you should buy for your kid's college dorm room are cheap towels, number one. Sheets, number two, a microwave, number three, and a coffee maker, number four.
Those are things we should or shouldn't?
You should.
Oh, should.
You should not waste your time or your money on these things. An iron, expensive bedding and throw pillows, an alarm clock, and a mini fridge. Unless they'll definitely use the mini fridge.
I would think a mini fridge would be...
I don't know if they'd ever really...
Really?
I never needed one.
Well, I never went to
college. We had a fridge, and I barely ever used it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't put any sodas in there or anything?
Every once in a while, but, you know, vending machines, or you would get them in the union, the student union.
Yeah, that's true.
Ah, the student union.
That's right. Terrible things happened there.
My days at Harvard were...
Okay.
Well, I'm more of a Stanford guy. They call it the Harvard of the West.
Mm. I yell a lot.
Dex, turn his mic on.
Come on!
Hey, we both know he didn't go to Yale.
I know.
You know where he went? To work.
To work. That's good.
That's right.
Hi.
Hey, Steve-O. Sorry.
I yell.
We had to
lot.
Have a private discussion.
Get it?
Hey, I gotta tell you about what my mom said about you two.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she said, those two are so funny.
Yes!
They just, they're what is it called? The puns. They just are so good
the
at the puns. I worked with this girl at Costco who's just like them. I mean, some people just have that gift where they can just, throw puns out. Just, it's just crazy to me. They're so funny.
Oh, I feel like it's a curse.
Thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Dexter.
I'll take the blessing, you take the curse. I love it.
Okay. As expected, Suicide Squad did actually break the opening weekend record for August.
Nice.
Beating out Guardians of the Galaxy, which had 94.3 million, to the tune of 135.1 million.
That's pretty good.
Well, yeah. It is pretty good. It's not as good as they predicted on Friday, because what happened was the movie came out and did really well, then it had a 40% drop on Saturday.
Which is crazy.
I know this because I pay attention to these things, because I'm an idiot.
He does.
Why did it drop?
Bad word of mouth.
Yep.
Which is why when we saw it yesterday, we were like, why are people saying this is a bad movie?
Everything that I've
heard, Let me tell you a bad movie.
Great.
Independence Day Resurgence. That is a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And nobody should watch it. Nobody should waste money on that movie. I love you, Jeff Goldblum, but you shouldn't have done it, man. Stay out of that garbage.
I want to go back now and read reviews because I was trying to stay spoiler free. I'd love to know why people didn't enjoy it. It is choppy. It's messy.
It's choppy.
But what were you expecting from a Will Smith-led action comic book film? It's a comic book movie.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised when these two came in and said, man, it was good. Really good.
We were not stoked about Batman v Superman.
And maybe that's why it was so good to us, is because we weren't expecting it to be good, because everybody hated it. And so, I had like a stupid grin on my face many times. But I also read the comic.
Yeah, see, and I don't like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Comics. I've never
so I was pretty giddy because it felt like you were just rocking through another Suicide Squad.
Should comic. Kids
no.
watch? No.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
see, that's
kids.
The thing.
It's PG-13. Older
I don't
kids.
Know.
Because Caleb watched it last night.
Oh, really?
But he's almost 15.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
he's
different.
He's fine.
Okay.
Jack and Luke, 10 and 12, and I asked Chrissy to go see it with me again before we make a final decision, because I don't know. And I even asked Tao right after, what do you think, Jack and Luke? And he's like,
it's a PG-13, right?
Yeah, it's PG-13.
It's got a lot of language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got language.
It's nothing extreme, though. There's never anything extreme.
It's called Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And it's
parents,
about
you should watch it first.
Suicide Squad.
It's about a bunch of villains who are trying to do some good.
Yeah.
Ish.
Redemption.
I'll tell you who didn't like it, Dex. What? Our friend Lauren did not like
oh,
it.
Oh, no. Yeah, not. But she's like, our friend Lauren was, what was like, a major, she majored in like
writing. She was a writing major.
Creative writing. Mm-hmm. And so.
She's a snob.
There's not a whole lot of depth.
I don't think you have to be a snob.
Yeah, it's not even about being snobby. It's about like plot holes for days.
Because there are.
There's so many. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it was like, how did they get, you know what, it doesn't matter, comic book movie.
Yeah.
Right.
I can think of one glaring plot hole right now at the end that's like, I'm still a little confused about, and they'll never answer it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Well.
Comic book movie.
If you want to see a good Suicide Squad movie, and this isn't for kids either, but there was a DC animated film that came out called Batman Assault on Arkham, and it was essentially a Suicide Squad thing, but they titled it Batman so people would watch it, and it's really good, and it's got a great story, and the Joker is in it, and he is the Joker, full on the Joker, and it's great. So what you should do if you're really interested in Suicide Squad is you should see the movie, and then you should go find that Batman Assault on Arkham. You should rent it or whatever, because that then you'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
We got a text on the live line. Somebody said, my boys watched Suicide Squad, and they loved the movie.
Okay.
So maybe, if you're comfortable. It's because people usually ask me, can I take my kids? And the response usually is like, well, do you let them watch The Avengers? Do you let them watch, you know, Superman, Man of Steel? But this one's a little worse. I don't know. I don't even know what I would equate it to.
You're dealing with some pretty dark characters.
You are. And that's it. They kind of want to showcase them as really dark characters, because if there happens to be redemptive qualities to them later, it's moving. You know?
Yeah.
And there are supposed to be these expendable bad guys that can be killed, so they put them in some pretty cray-cray situations. I liked it.
Okay. Tao, back to you in the newsroom.
Back to Tao. let's see. So Suicide Squad was number one. There was also another movie that opened, Nine Lives.
Oh, dude, it was amazing.
With Kevin Spacey.
We saw it on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it bombed.
No, I didn't see it.
It bombed hard.
Yeah, it's about a cat.
It didn't look good either. Like, Secret Life of Pets actually looked funny. This movie did not look... It didn't even look funny. This is a really interesting story. Is this the one that...
Yeah, that's the one that you sent
us. Okay, Dawn gave me this story. And it's crazy. A Canadian waiter may be charged after a diner's allergic reaction.
Man.
Did you read it?
I didn't read it.
I was waiting for
this very thing.
Police in the Canadian province of Quebec are recommending a waiter be charged with criminal negligence for allegedly serving salmon to a customer with a seafood allergy. Listen to this story. The waiter in Sherbrooke was arrested after the diner was rushed to the hospital and spent 2 days in a coma. A police spokesperson said they were recommending the charge because of the seriousness of the incident. Prosecutors are expected to make a decision within the next few weeks. Mm. So check this out. It's like, well, what happened? Mm. How did he mix that up? And does he deserve criminal charges for an honest mistake? According to the official complaint, Simon Pierre Canuel, informed the waiter about his allergies to seafood when he arrived at this restaurant in Sherbrooke in May. He placed an order for beef tartare, which is no fish, no seafood. It's kind of like
raw steak.
It's kind of like sushi, but it's beef.
Yeah.
And he again reminded the waiter, "I am deathly allergic to seafood." So he said it right when he got there, and then he ordered the beef tartare, and he said, "I am allergic to seafood." Police say the waiter did not write the order down.
Oh, no.
The dish that arrived was the salmon tartare.
Oh, no.
And if you know, I guess if you look at beef tartare and salmon.
It probably looks pretty similar.
They look similar, especially in a low-lit bar restaurant, which is where this person was. He did not notice it until he had taken a bite. Within minutes, he had taken ill and lost consciousness.
Oh.
That's how allergic he was. When you don't do something that is supposed to be your duty and you show recklessness for the life or security of someone, that's a crime.
I can agree with that.
Mr. Canuel told the newspaper, the server almost killed me. I know it was an error, but that error almost took my life. He filed a formal complaint with police on July 21st, and the waiter, a 22-year-old man, was arrested. He was released but told he would appear in court if charges were brought. He's also considering a civil action.
See, I was going to say, that's normally like the route that it takes. I know when we were at Disneyland the first time, the very first night, we told the waiter like three times about Brody's, and he got crazy sick because they didn't pay attention. Yeah. And he missed that entire week of Disneyland. We never did anything about it.
Man, you guys probably should have. I bet Disney would have been like, here's a free vacation.
I know. But, criminal charges, though.
Yeah. Well, this it almost killed the guy.
Yeah.
Especially after for 2 days.
He told him twice.
Yeah.
Gosh. All right, we got to take a break. It's Monday Mindset. 585 Live. You can text the show. Our website is down. Our app is down. We apologize. The lightning took it out.
Blame the lightning.
So, but
Thor hates our show.
Blame it on the rain.
585 Live. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Earlier this week, the Rio Olympic Stadium had to be unlocked with bolt cutters after officials lost the keys. Oh, man. I lost the keys to the Olympics. My dad is going to kill me. With all the talk of the Zika virus, the U.S. men's basketball team isn't taking any chances. They've decided to stay on a luxury cruise liner during the games, which is great thinking because no one has ever gotten sick on a cruise ship.
I got sick on a cruise ship once. I had a sunburn that made me want to vomit every hour.
You got sun poisoning.
Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
I got sick when I got off the cruise. I was totally fine on the cruise for like the week that we were on a boat.
You feel like you're just robbed.
And then all of a sudden it was like, oh no, yeah.
7-Eleven, good morning.
High today of 91 degrees. Good morning! Traffic!
Doesn't look like anything's going on traffic-wise. Good morning!
Traffic!
Good morning!
It's Monday.
Yeah, it is.
What is it? 585 Live, you can text the show. We apologize that our website is down, our app is down,
our email is down.
Everything is down.
Except for our text line and, of course, if you're listening to us right now on your FM dial.
Which is the old school way to do it.
What's crazy is we want to give a special shout out and thanks to the Autobots who fought valiantly last night and killed that other Transformer. It caused a power outage. We saw the footage. There was a Transformer on fire, but all hail the Autobots.
No, it was a transfer station.
No, I'm pretty sure they said Transformer. Yeah. That's real.
Yepers.
That's the first thing that my kid said last night when we said, we think a Transformer was hit by lightning. And Luke said, is Optimus Prime going to be okay? I'm like, I've never loved you more, 10-year-old. You are a brilliant child, and I love you.
That is good.
Because that's, of course, the first thing I thought of, too.
585-5483. Feel free to text the show. Tell us about your Monday. Tell us about your weekend. Another big shout out to my friend Omar and Hurricane Shane for stopping by to help me move this weekend. I couldn't have done it without them. I would have died. I would have had heat stroke. I would have had a heart attack. It would have been awful. And we pretty much got everything moved. So Thank you, guys. Thank
Omar's
you
so making much. Us look bad.
And Omar.
Well, Omar's
man,
a good
guy.
Dude.
That
and
guy.
Shane is a good dude.
Yes.
And we're bad friends.
We are.
Omar.
But we saw a great movie.
Or Shane shows up, and I introduce him to Omar, and Shane goes, do you work out, Omar? Because Omar's ripped.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take Teo's body and you just kind of like, you know, maybe
sting him with 100 bees.
Maybe plumped him up a little bit, put a little more muscle on him. That would be Omar.
Oh, so he's Omar's Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Yes.
He's Jason Momoa.
Yes. He is.
Momomar.
Momomar.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm obviously tired because the stupidest things are making me laugh.
My
this
mom's
morning.
Just cracking up right now. She loves those puns.
Oh, man.
You're the best. Thank you.
Oh, you are.
It's incredible. Just happy to be here.
Oh, the Olympic Games.
I watched yesterday. Did you guys watch any?
Oh, man. That's all I've been doing is watching the Olympics.
We got this channel on our, you know, I put it up on Instagram with the, of course, caption, do you even Olympics, bro? Because I don't just watch the Olympics. Yesterday, I was watching six events at the same time.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's this crazy.
Is it on the Comcast?
No.
I saw it. They have one.
Okay.
It popped up.
I had to go to Comcast yesterday, so I was sitting there after church in the Xfinity building for like 45 minutes. Not that long. But I have this channel, and it's seriously called like, it's the NBC Olympics TV Experience.
Oh.
I was watching six events at the same time.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Well, for better or worse, Team USA's first gold medal was in shooting.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Wow.
19-year-old Virginia Thrasher won the women's 10-meter air rifle competition.
Nicely done. Good job, Thrasher.
Beautiful. The Olympics had just gotten started on Saturday when its first viral video was born. French gymnast Samar Ait. Well, he broke his leg.
Oh, gosh.
I was so angry
at my wife.
Oh.
Chrissy, if you're listening, you jerk face, I love you. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
So
and she gave
watch.
Me no warning. She just goes, oh, the Olympics are going. Check this out.
So hard to
and
watch.
I thought he was going to like stick the link. I thought it was going to be this incredible. So I watched intently and.
Did she trick you?
Almost threw up.
She
yes.
She totally tricked me.
No.
I don't want to see it.
This isn't
the video.
Dexter, turn it off.
Guys, this isn't the video.
This is the video. What? It says gymnast Samir Ait.
No, this is swimming, man.
I can't watch this video. But I can't look away either.
2012, in which he was injured and caused him to have to withdraw from the 2012 Olympic Games. Just like that.
And that was. Okay.
For sake.
Please, everybody, turn away.
Turn away. Oh, my gosh. That was insane.
Hold on.
That poor guy.
I don't
guess who didn't watch it, audience?
I don't
Me.
Know if I can.
I turned away.
Feeling a little woozy.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. That's good right there. That's good stuff.
Dude, don't ever see it. Okay. Did you ever see when Anderson Silva snapped his leg in the octagon?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
I think Chrissy tricked me into watching that one.
It's almost
Chrissy!
Exactly the same thing.
Well,
like he just...
Here's,
comes down, tries to stick the landing, and it just goes blah.
Here's what was worse about it when the paramedic crew was carrying him off, they dropped him.
Up.
Watch this. Oh, they dropped him.
Oh,
and you know
my.
The first thing they said when they picked him up, welcome to Rio. You know, that's the first thing they said. Well, welcome to Rio. At least it's not
they
Zika.
Did. Guys, they just dropped him. That's terrible.
Yep.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
This guy's already promising to be ready for the 2020 Olympics.
Yeah, right. Did you hear what they were saying? In 2012, he blah, 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 blah. Like, wouldn't you just be like, you know what? Cool, man. Guess I'm moving on to something different in life.
These are Olympians.
They're just like gladiators.
I got a bum leg.
He just snapped his leg in half again.
Yeah, that's not how their minds are wired. That's what they do, man. Let's see. Dutch cyclist Annemiek van Vleuten was possibly heading for a gold medal when she crashed hard. She ended up in the hospital with a concussion and three cracks in her spine. And meanwhile, an Iranian men's cyclist named Samad, I don't know his last name, hit a concrete wall. He just ran right into a concrete wall.
He didn't even try.
Yeah. Hey, what's this wall doing?
Not even going there.
What's this wall at? Boom.
Let's see. NBC defended running stuff on delay, saying more women watch the Olympics than men, and they view it as a reality show, not sports.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Yeah. More women watch the Olympics than men. I don't know about that.
Dude.
I'm not a woman, so I don't know.
I watched Germany-South Korea yesterday, soccer, the football. Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. It was crazy.
That's another one I've gotten. Soccer player.
Yes. Yeah. Teo bleached his hair.
I bleached
it is
my
like
hair.
White.
And everybody's biases are already flying out of their mouth.
I thought of Art from Everclear, but that's just because he has bleached hair. It wasn't like, you don't look like him. You look like you with bleached hair. Yeah. And it looks awesome.
I've gotten Slim Shady.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten Messi. I just got gay Nazi here at work.
Okay.
Which, you know.
Wow. You know, at work.
Here at the church.
Here at the church.
Wow.
So the first.
Jeez. It's going to happen.
Not by either of us, by the way.
No.
Okay.
We are not.
Co-workers here at the church.
Yeah.
Go to Tad's Facebook page. You can see a great picture of it.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah, Germany, South Korea yesterday. It was an incredible back and forth. Like, it was like, it is nothing. It is one. It is 1-1. It is 2-1.
Who won?
It's 2-2. And then right, it's 3-2. Oh, Germany's going to pull it off. And then like 2 minutes to go, South Korea ties it back up again.
Wait,
and that's how it ended.
Again? Tennis? What are we watching? Soccer?
Soccer.
Oh, okay, soccer.
The football.
Tennis. Gotcha.
They ended in a 3-3 tie, which was crazy because it means this Germany-Fiji game today, or Wednesday, I mean, is pretty important.
Okay.
I like the football. We were mocking before the Olympics started because it's Rio. I loves me the Olympics.
And our boy Michael Phelps, well, he took home his 19th gold medal.
25 meters left. Jeremy Stravios below Nathan Adrian. Trying to inch up on Adrian, but Adrian is holding strong. And the United States will win gold in the 400 free relay again.
19.
France with a silver medal. And Phelps with Olympic gold medal, number 19.
Pretty impressive, man.
Yeah.
So right now, here are the standings in the medal count. Here we go. Fifth place, Australia. They got 6 medals. 3 gold, 3 bronze. Fourth place, Japan with 7 medals. Third place, Italy with 7 medals. China with 8 medals. And sitting in first place,
USA! USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
We are leading with 12 medals. We have 3 gold, 5 silver, and 4 bronze. We are winning the Olympics.
That is because we are superior. We are better than all you countries.
Yes.
And stuff.
Man. Venus and Serena Williams were eliminated in the first round of women's doubles action.
Oh. Dang.
It was their first loss at the Olympics ever. They're 3-time gold medalists.
Dang.
Whatever.
Huh?
Talk to me when you got 16 more, am I right? Michael Phelps, high five. Dude, 19 gold medals.
Pretty unbelievable.
He has, what, 23 total medals now?
It's crazy.
That's insanity. Imagine being, his son was there watching. Mm-hmm. Imagine like being his kid. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Just dad won another gold medal.
It's another one.
What am I
just extending
do?
That shadow.
Oh.
Those giant arms.
Like Michael Jordan's kid.
Dude, I think Michael Phelps really does have long arms.
Yeah. You
like,
have
I think
to.
They are abnormally long.
Yeah.
Like,
evolution,
I think he got enhanced arms somewhere. I think somebody
built
them.
His family wanted him to be an Olympic swimmer, so they just started putting that into his brain when he was a baby.
And
his arms kept going. They just kept growing. Evolution.
You will swim like a dolphin.
It's real.
And with all the bad publicity that the Rio Games have been getting, it's good to hear some good news coming out of the Olympic Games in Rio. There was a woman named Liz Woolock. She got an Uber Philadelphia about 2 weeks ago, and she found out the driver's son is on the U.S. Olympic team. The driver's name is Ellis Hill, and his son Daryl is ranked 4th in the world in shot put. As you'd imagine, he brags about it a lot. to his passengers. I mean, that's what you do when you're a dad, you know?
Yeah.
You have your son's an Olympic athlete. You brag. But he said he couldn't go to Rio to see him compete because the tickets, airfare, and hotel room cost too much. It cost him about $7,500.
$7,500? Yep. Whoa.
So this lady that just happened to take this Uber was listening to this man's story, and she thought, you know what? I'm going to do something about this.
I'm super rich.
So, 2 days later, Liz set up a GoFundMe page.
Oh, she wasn't rich.
Wow.
She stopped accepting donations last Friday because they already passed their goal.
Gosh.
They raised over $8,000 in 9 days. So now, Mr. Ellis will get to go and see his son compete.
How do these things work? How come we keep hearing these stories?
Got to have a great story like that.
You do.
Man. I mean, this is a dad who, he couldn't go and see his son compete. And now he can.
Yeah, that's fast. That's great. That's just great.
Here's Ellis talking about it.
You know, it's going to be a great thing, you know, because like he knows that always I want him to do well. Me being there is going to make that point as well, too. You know, like when you go at this thing, man, you only have one shot. Mm-hmm. People that donated, you know, I'm really grateful for that. You know, like I said before, you know, and I'm only hoping that I can do the same thing in return for somebody else. You know,
see, we need to.
That's what it's all about. You know,
we need to make a GoFundMe and get in touch with him and say, "You said you wanted to do the same thing."
That's great. I just love it. Just be careful. Make sure you pack your Zika suit. Got to have the Zika
Man,
suit.
What's really sad about the Olympics, though, it's like I'm glad it's happening. It seems like it's moving swimmingly.
Yeah.
But the impact it had on Brazil sucks.
So bad.
Did you guys watch the opening game or the opening ceremonies?
No.
We did. Chrissy made us all sit down on the couch for 7 hours.
Did Katy Perry come out on a big dinosaur or anything?
No, dude. It's Rio.
Yeah, dinosaurs are cool.
No, so it's Rio. So everything was in Rio-nese. Like they spoke
Portuguese.
Yep, that one. So all the musicians, everything. It was fascinating.
Cool. I like that Brazilian.
They spent stupid amounts of money, you know, and I'm thinking, man, this is crazy. The production was incredible.
They also got rid of like 60,000 homes
Ugh.
For the Olympics. Did you guys know that?
Yeah. So I'm watching, and it was a spectacle. And I know the world was watching, but for what? It was a performance, and it cost them so much money in this like poverty-stricken country.
Yeah,
you know
where
what I mean?
Thousands of women, children, families have lost their homes because of the Olympics, because they needed to build. And so they tore down these homes.
Yeah.
And so there's all these families now that are homeless. It's just so sad.
That's real life, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's real life. But hey, USA has 12 gold medals. USA! USA!
USA!
USA! USA! USA!
Can't celebrate that.
12 gold medals. Who needs homes when you've got gold?
Well,
when you've got gold.
When you've got gold. When you've got gold. How much gold is it? I don't know.
Oh, by the way, the men's shot put, the son that's competing, you know, the dad that gets to go out there now.
Yeah.
The events start next Thursday.
Okay.
The men's shot put.
It is crazy how long the Olympics last, because I'm like, when is the women's soccer next game? Oh, Wednesday. Okay, that's next. Okay, and then you look at the schedule. It's crazy how long it takes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Lando and I need to find out when the men's basketball play.
Eh.
Need to find that out.
Do we really need to watch? You know they're going to win gold, right?
That's fun to watch.
Mm.
It really is. Because sometimes they get a little showboaty.
I
think what's going to happen, I think there's going to be an upset this year.
Nah.
Yeah, because in some of the games that they played so far, they're getting a little showboaty, and one of those teams was coming back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they were down by 40. They caught up within 20.
We play Venezuela today at 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 4 o'clock we play Venezuela, the team that lost to Serbia by 24 points. I'm sure it's going to be just
captivating basketball.
Dude, party at Steve-O's house. Party at Steve-O's house.
Steve-O's house.
Party at Steve-O's house.
Friday night. Bring gifts.
This Friday night.
For me.
This Friday night. We're throwing a party for Tao.
Gosh.
At my house.
At my new pad? Presents.
No. Although that'd be cool too.
Oh, yeah, Dex. It's not ready though.
Wait, do you want to switch?
Well, we wanted to try and figure out a way that we can convince our friend Bill to have it there. Actually, because I like Bill's backyard better than mine, so
Bill
I'm gonna convince his backyard.
His
backyard's great, right?
Yeah.
Or at least we'll just have him bring cornhole.
Yep. Oh yeah, good call.
I love the Petersons.
I do too.
They're good people.
Did I tell you I have a pear tree?
You told me.
He has a pear tree, yeah. And the pears are beautiful.
They are so delicious.
Dude, okay, so where you live now, the next street over was Chrissy and our very first home.
That's crazy.
And then when we sold it, we actually sold it to a friend from high school.
Okay, where you live now is still very close to Bear Canyon, so come with me to the gym.
Okay,
used to have two fig trees in our backyard.
Really?
And then the owner after us. Who shall remain nameless?
Patrick. I have pear trees.
Got rid of them. Look at this
Phoenix.
Guy. Phoenix, come hang out with us.
We're talking Olympics.
Oh, man.
Brian Nixon, did you watch South Korea, Germany yesterday?
Say that again.
Did you watch South Korea, Germany?
South Korea.
South Korea and Germany. Those are two countries in the world.
Yeah, did you watch the game yesterday?
Which game?
What?
The soccer football dude? Game.
Oh, I didn't watch the football game because I was so disappointed.
What?
I mean, after yesterday, I almost didn't like the Olympics when our girl that led the bike race the whole time, she was passed at the very last moment by not one. Not two people, but three bike riders, and she didn't even medal. My heart just went out to her.
What happened to her?
I didn't know bikes were in the Olympics.
She's a noted climber. So she was leading pretty much off and on the whole race. And
you watched a whole bike race?
3.5 hours, bro.
What?
Oh.
No, you know, they go off and on. They cut to other things.
Run into the concrete wall? Did you see that?
No, but this girl, the girl she was leading with, bless her heart, she was a Dutch girl. She had a gnarly wreck. Gnarly wreck.
We talked about that, right?
Yeah, and so the American was leading the rest of the way. And then literally she turns the corner. She sees the finish line. Three riders all passed her.
Oh, that's awful.
It was awful.
They drove past and they said, shouldn't have chosen Huffy.
Yeah. But, you know, the real reason I came in here, because I was walking in this morning, you know, school starts here for Calvary in a little bit.
Oh.
And I was thinking, you know, this has got to be close to Mateo and Steve-O. Sorry, Dex, here for a minute. Your anniversary. Not your anniversary of coming together. But the anniversary of the moment we all descended upon this campus and there was a bear in the tree.
The bear-iversary.
Yeah.
The bear-iversary.
That's right.
The bear-iversary should be here in a moment.
Yeah, it should.
You guys, you had Angela Brower that came and covered
it. KOAT, Action 7 News.
You had everyone. That was your guys'
like... captivated the world, really.
That's exactly right. Yeah, your 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
It's funny because every time I walk down those steps every morning about 3 a.m., I think of the bear, and I always look to make sure there's no bear.
Guys, there was a bear on campus. Tao and I had to fight it to the death.
No, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Your scars
you missed
crazy,
good man. Football yesterday.
I did. You know what? I was engaged in, you know, like there's four channels that you could watch.
You got to come to my house.
And I flip-flop back and forth.
No. Come to my house.
Do you have it shows all 20 events at once?
Yeah. So, I'll say this. Like, I was watching six events at the same time. And I finally said, you know what? I'm really only watching the South Korea-Germany game.
Come on. Look at that.
I know.
You do have six events on at once.
And you can pick which screen gets the audio. So, I was just, like, listening to the South Korea-Germany game. So, finally, I was like, I'm just going to watch this
game. Did South Korea end up beating them?
Dude, it was obviously nothing.
I saw it was 2-2, right?
It was like 1-0, then 1-1, then 2-1, then 2-2, then 3-2, and then with like a minute to go, South Korea tied it up again, 3-3, and it ended in a tie. And
wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, I literally saw it. I was flipping back and forth. I saw it when it was 2-2, but obviously I was going back to the bike ride.
So I thought Germany was going to smoke them. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Germany. I thought they were
Germany's
going
to, a great,
they're
great
incredible.
Club. They are.
And so I thought they were just going to school them, and it was
Now, last night,
crazy guys.
Last night I flipped to Brazil. Does anyone know how Brazil fared in the football match?
Zika. That I don't know. I didn't watch.
Yeah,
I didn't watch
because that. I was flipping back and forth again. You know, that's the problem with the Olympics. You're just like, I got to watch that, and so you miss all the great events. Except I did see the gnarly crash by the Dutch lady in the American.
Did you see that?
No.
Did you see the gymnast that broke his leg? Did you?
That was gnarly as well.
So yeah, awful. Don't watch that.
I did watch Simone just kill it on the floor. You know, she's the little 4'8" gymnast. Mm-hmm. She was awesome, man. Yeah. That girl could like fly almost.
When do they start diving? Because
that was last night.
I thought you were going to say dying. Huh?
Diving. Yeah. When do they start dying? That's usually like, when they run into the pommel horse and have internal bleeding.
Brazil and Iraq, nil.
No kidding.
Nothing.
Oh. Brazil and Iraq. You know what? I was a little depressed after seeing this lady, you know, lose her ride. And then I go and I looked on the medal count. And at that time, China was beating us. And I thought to myself, what has happened to the good old United States?
Yeah.
I mean, look at our political choices. Yeah. We're down in medal counts. And then at the end of the night, we were back at
USA. USA! You still got those political choices.
USA!
Rock and roll.
USA!
Yeah.
Woo! Love it.
So, God bless America, and
God bless you, Brian.
You guys, thanks for allowing me to come in and just talk about a few Olympics.
I think I just realized how to fix our political mess, guys.
Okay? How is that?
Well, the Olympics are every 4 years, and the election's every 4 years.
Uh-huh. Right.
What we need to do is get the top two candidates involved
in an MMA fight.
All of them. Like a triathlon, but like a quintathlon, right? Yes. And so we give them like five different things, and they have to compete against each other, and the winner gets our country.
I like this.
Yeah, and then the final is an MMA cage fight.
I love
it. Now, who would win the MMA cage fight? Would it be Hillary or Donald Trump?
Crazy?
Hillary.
I don't know. Donald Trump has actual WWE wrestling experience.
You know what? You're
Does
right.
He really?
Yeah, you're right. He's been at a couple WrestleManias. Yeah.
Look at me. Yes.
Wow.
He does.
Isn't that fake wrestling though?
Yeah.
Yes. No.
But
Phoenix.
The fact that our presidential candidate involved in WrestleMania with Mike Tyson.
Tell you an insider, like only a few people now, and now like all
now
your listeners
world.
Are gonna know?
Yes.
Chuck Smith, the great, Pastor Chuck Smith.
Yeah.
He loved watching that fake wrestling stuff.
What? Oh, lightning.
Chuck Smith?
He just threw some lightning at you, Phoenix. Watch out.
So Chuck Smith would come home from, preaching, his 26, messages he gave during the week, and he would download by watching wrestling.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I love all of that.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Man, you know what is crazy, though, thinking about it? If for some reason we made the two candidates, go at it like that.
Yeah.
And have a contest and feats of strength or whatever.
Yes,
I bet 99% of America would be completely engaged.
Of course, we would.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah. We totally would. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys, every 4 years, just like the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. They have to go through feats of strength and competition to really prove who gets to control this country.
A gauntlet, if you will.
Yeah,
there could be a litmus test.
Totally, it'd be like the end of Billy Madison, where he had to take the tests and they had to do all the different things.
So walk through. This okay, so let's just say it was a decathlon type event.
Okay,
so who would win with, let's say, archery? Would it be Donald Trump or would it be Hillary Clinton? Who is able to hit the target?
They're
on
both really good
things?
At fiery arrows at
I don't
each
know,
other.
I
yeah,
think Gary Johnson's the only straight shooter, but he probably won't even get to compete. Booyah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. The run, obviously, probably Donald Trump would win in a run. Because
what? Are you kidding me?
In a race? A foot race? Because Hillary, doesn't she have, didn't she have trouble getting up the stairs the other day and she had all her assistants helping her upstairs?
I didn't see. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. That's what I've heard.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm so disengaged with the politics.
I know, me too.
Hillary can barely climb stairs and she's always running from her problems.
Ah.
Donald Trump is always running things, but it's into the ground.
So we're going to
lose.
We lose.
Either way,
we
lose.
Oh, man.
Hey, Brian, are you going to come in and do an Olympic update with us?
Yeah, hang on.
I will come and do an Olympic update. I will have the highlights.
Yes.
According to B-Nix.
I love this.
Each day.
I love all of this.
Beautiful.
Makes me so happy. Hey, have a good first day at school.
You too, guys. Thanks for having me.
Guys, school's starting. Chrissy dropped off our seventh grader at school. Seventh grade.
Dude. Oh, she already dropped him off?
Yeah.
I was going to say, every year it's been a thing I do. I always call my kids the first day of school. I've been doing it since they were in kindergarten. So we should start doing that with
It's too late. He's already in school. We went to his open house on Friday, met his teachers.
I have that today.
Dude. Oh, I got to tell a story, especially since school's already in, so they're not listening. So
yeah, hold
coming
on to
up,
that story.
Coming up.
Just loving the Olympics, guys. Just loving it.
Oh!
No, Zika.
It's in here.
It's a Zika mosquito. It's a good one. It's a good one. He just wants to share the Olympics. Oh, I love this. Yes.
United States winning the Olympics with 12 medals. Keep going.
Is this guy going to stop?
No, he's going to keep going.
Who did that?
He wasn't finished.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Nice.
There you go. Run, kid, run. It's Star 88.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hey, this is the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
An emotional like announcement at Yankee Stadium.
I love this team.
A-Rod retiring this week.
President Obama playing cheerleader-in-chief.
To all of our Olympic and Paralympic athletes wearing the red, white, and blue, know that your country couldn't be prouder of you.
Russia will appeal a decision by the International Paralympic Committee barring the Russian team from the Rio Games.
Donald Trump appears to be staying more on message at recent campaign stops.
And we will have the wall, and the wall does work. And it will be big.
Touting his signature campaign issue at a rally in New Hampshire.
Dr. Jill Stein accepted the Green Party's nomination for president.
Iran has executed a nuclear scientist for spying for the United States.
Jim Furyk has set a PGA Tour record by shooting a 58 during the final round of the Travelers Championship in Connecticut.
Someone was selling beehives at a Walmart parking lot in Oklahoma City. When some of the bees got loose, as many as 60,000 of them, several people were stung.
Two skydivers jumped. Jumping in tandem died Saturday at a public parachute drop site near the city of Lodi in Northern California.
Yeah, yeah, y'all ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, y'all ready, fellas?
Wait, I thought this was still...
I know. The little mess up. It's a Monday, guys. That's for sure.
That's all right, guys.
Oh, welcome, everyone. 7:44.
High today, 91 degrees. Let's take a look at traffic. Just saying construction and whatnot. So nothing to report. That's really good traffic.
Just good seeing Brian Nixon's face. Just good seeing it.
Did you guys know that Gary Johnson has climbed Mount Everest?
Yes.
Do you know Gary Johnson used to date my wife's aunt?
What?
Yes. They dated.
Weird. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, good guy.
He does marathons.
We got a text on the live line. That's the only reason I knew that he rocked Mount Everest. So, yeah. Talking about our Olympic.
Yeah.
Our Olympic election.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, man.
It's so cute. How do I get out of the spot block thing? Because I got myself into a bad pickle here, guys. I'm in a spot block here. Sorry, Starmy. Just stand by. Just stop that.
Stand by, Starmy. Stand by, music.
And then click out of that. And then just go all the way here? Okay.
Why not?
All right. I'm okay now.
Teo.
Sorry about that.
I mean, it's cool.
It ain't cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't cool. It's foolish.
Well, let's see. What do we got on deck? Oh, looks like a whiskey tango to get you going on a Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Guys.
Yes.
I drive a 99 Subaru.
It's a beautiful Subaru.
I drive a Dodge Stratus!
It's because I couldn't imagine what it would be like to spend an exorbitant amount of money on a new car.
Sure.
You like that?
Yeah.
Well, this woman has a love.
Love this song.
This is one of the greatest songs on the planet.
I love your hair.
The Cars.
Thanks, man.
Song
a lot
is
of people
Drive.
Think it's stupid. It's okay.
I love it.
right here on Big 98.5.
No, stop nope. it. It's the Storm 98.7.
If you have love for beautiful cars,
who's gonna tell
you? Oh man, it's gonna hurt a woman, obviously. Was driving around in her vintage Mercedes-Benz Roadster convertible to a classic car event in Great Falls, Virginia, this last weekend. She tried to parallel park it because, you know, hey, want everybody to check out your classic car.
Women can't parallel park.
Of course not.
Okay. Well, if this is any evidence to what you just said, then yeah.
Oh.
Because something went very, very, very wrong.
Y'all need to quit being racist.
Because as she tried to parallel park at this classic car event, she backed up over the hood of a $300,000 Ferrari 458 Speciale.
What? How did she do that?
Yeah, that's kind of confusing.
I'm guessing the Ferrari is probably so low to the ground.
So low. A Ferrari 458 Speciale. Super low to the ground. But I mean, even with a car that low to the ground,
that's nuts.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
Dude, her vintage Mercedes-Benz Roadster convertible backed up over the top of a Ferrari.
It's got to be crazy.
I cannot fathom the insurance. Like, you think, like, Flo from Progressive was just like.
Yeah, look at this tail. Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
Man. That's not good.
That's not going to be a happy birthday.
Bad news. Look at all the people taking.
Oh, yeah.
People just going.
No one got a video of her doing it because no one was expecting it. But everyone got photos of the aftermath.
Oh.
No one was hurt. Oh. But the Ferrari's hood is thrashed. So here's to hoping the insurance covers the damage or her bank account.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little light.
Mm.
That's a big, big problem over here.
Yeah.
458 Speciale. Germans wants to take over Italy.
Yeah, people.
Are you serious?
Oh, there's.
Are you serious? That's the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I don't want to say it again. But
I hope she got insurance.
I mean, I've never met a girl that could parallel park. Okay. I haven't in my lifetime. Maybe you have.
Hey.
I just have not. It's like
a feminist,
Bigfoot.
You need to shut up.
It's like
there are plenty of women out there that can parallel park
hey, man.
With the best of them.
There was damage to the hood. There was damage to the front fender. There was damage to the driver's side.
What kind of Ferrari
headlight.
Is it?
It was a 458 Speciale.
Who's going to drive you home?
All right. Somebody needs to drive her home because apparently she's drunk.
Dude, these cars look awesome.
Yeah, and
this
they're
is what I hope hot rod is.
Ridiculously expensive.
Man, I used to have one of them.
Did I mention this? I know, this Ferrari it, was $300,000.
Crazy,
it's just ridiculous.
Got to put jet fuel.
And you know it. It's a fast car, but it just feels like you're driving a toy around.
Yep.
I could buy
that?
two of my houses on the west side with this Ferrari.
Yeah, you should try selling one.
Maybe one and a half.
About three.
Almost
crazy, man. Yeah, I'm sure insurance going to take care of that. It'll be just fine.
He's
all right.
Gonna drive you home.
He'll be just fine.
Oh gosh, I want to throw up. I can't look at the photos anymore, guys. I'm done. I'm out. Congratulations, Virginia.
Sweet Virginia.
Who's gonna drive
you
home?
You should have played Meet Virginia. I can't wait to.
I'm not a train fan.
Oh yeah.
Just sick of those guys.
Maybe I need to train you in the ways.
No.
I'm sick of you.
Nope. You're not.
You're going to hug me.
What?
Huh?
Teo, did you see the guy who saved this little kitten's life?
No.
He actually did CPR on a kitten.
What?
Yeah.
You better show
this
me that video
latest
right now.
This is the viral video. Making the rounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jimmy, so.
Wake up, kitty cat. Oh, come on, kitty cat.
Let me see real quick.
Oh, why did you navigate away?
Hold on. Well, let me pause it for a second because let me explain what's going on. It's the Italian Coast Guard recently found a kitten near the beach that had almost drowned. But they saved its life by doing CPR and posted a video of it on YouTube. It's crazy. You're watching the video and the kitten's not moving. It looks like it's gone. Look at that thing. He is just gone. And they're blowing in its nose. That's what you do. You blow into its mouth and nose. And you just kind of press on its little tummy. On his chest. And then he should come back.
Wake up.
His eyes are starting to come open. Say something, buddy.
Say something.
I'm
still no pulse.
Come on. Come on.
Why are we watching a video of a dude giving CPR to a cat?
Quiet.
Come on.
Wake up, kitty cat. We're watching a video of a kitty cat getting CPR. Oh, man. Flip him around. Come on, kitty cat.
Turn him upside down. There you go. Just rub that tummy.
What? This is strange.
Are they trying to get water out? Yeah.
I get it, buddy. Well, it goes on for a couple minutes, and good the grief. Cat comes back to life.
Well, why don't you fast forward to that?
Spoiler alert. I wasn't sure yet. It's still just laying there like super dead.
Are you sure it comes back?
Let's see.
They sound excited, but it's not moving.
You can hear it going,
There he is. Wake up, buddy. You're going to live again.
This would be one of those good scare videos where it's like you're watching this, like he's looking at this, like, bah! And a cat comes out and scares you. No?
Maybe it's not a cat. Maybe it's a witch.
A cat has 8 lives left.
Yeah.
We got a text that says, I can parallel park when I drive my daughter's car. It has a backup camera, though.
Dude, I'll tell you what. We have one of those in the minivan.
Pretty legit.
Chrissy's ride. Yes. It has saved us a couple times.
Yeah. That's cool. I was dope. Just joking, ladies. I know you can parallel park.
Stop it.
585 live.
Yeah, if you're wondering why we're not reading your emails, it's because our servers are still down because of the crazy Transformer fight between the Decepticons and the Autobots last night. The Autobots did win. They were victorious. However, it looks like one of them threw another Transformer, threw an actual Transformer at the transfer station for P&M. Yeah, it was crazy, and everybody lost power. It felt like The Walking Dead. It was really dark in our neighborhood last night because we're up against like the Mesa area. And so it was.
You guys are next to the volcanoes.
Yeah. Boom. It was just black, which was kind of cool. I actually enjoyed it. And it was like, man, if we're like this for a couple days, we're going to have to figure out the refrigerated foods situation. But I loved it.
For me, it was the power went out and I was unloading. I was by myself at the new house and I was unloading the truck and all my neighbors had come outside and they were all sitting there outside on the lawn. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe somebody will like introduce themselves to me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I won't introduce myself because
Rex's
really
you're
shy.
You're a little introverted.
And I could give you all the neighbors since you're in my old neighborhood.
Yeah, nobody came up to me.
Yeah, of course not.
Really...
Of course not. Welcome to 2016.
Gosh.
Dude, I'm telling you, post-apocalyptic. It's happening, guys. Last night, crazy power outage. Did you see that Delta grounded like all their flights yesterday because a global computer system outage happened and Delta just went black.
Wow.
Large-scale cancellation stranding hundreds of thousands of passengers.
Hey, somebody's backing me up on the live line about y'all being feminist or being mean, sexist. You want to hear it? Hi, my name is Kim. I live in Los Lunas. Love you guys ever since I saw you at Freedom. I listen to your station. But that comment about parallel parking was sexist.
Nuh-uh.
I'm female and I can parallel park a 40-foot school bus.
Nuh-uh.
So be careful what you say about females. They're little and then it looks like she put a bad word and then love you guys. Have a good day. And
well, you know what? Send us a video then. I want to see proof.
No,
I want to see a video
stop
of you parallel
right
parking
now.
A school bus.
That's Dex. Studio.
You don't know his email.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Studio at star8.fm.
A hard time. Okay. Is our app up and working?
No. Nothing is running yet.
Said it was working.
Is it?
Yeah, we got a text on the live line. Our boy Matthew from St. Louis says he got the app working.
Yes, Steve.
Let us know if you guys can hear it. Try it again.
We got to take a break. We've got more headlines coming up for you. It's a Monday, so we're looking for that mindset. Where's your mind at? What are you thinking about? Talk to us. We have a letter coming up. We'll be right back. Hang out with us.
You will awake in the morning and start to see.
Moonlight cocktails are the thing.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Here come the Olympics, here come the Olympics, here come the Summer Olympics. There's super bacteria in the waters around Rio.
Oh no!
By super bacteria, they mean human feces. None for me, thanks, that gold medal ain't worth it, bro. And they got the Zika. Everywhere is Zika. No one want the Zika. They got Zika galore. Sewage and Zika, plus a bunch of murders. Might as well held the games in Baltimore. With all of Rio's problems, a lot of people will complain. Blah, 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 blah. Go Team USA.
We're winning the Olympics right now. And the medal count. We're on top with 12 medals, 3 gold, 5 silver, 4 bronze. Second place is China. They have 8 medals. Yep. Good stuff right there. It is 8:04. Good morning.
High today of 91 degrees.
Check the roads when Teo comes back. Make sure everything's fine. 585 Live is our live line number. Feel free to text us. I believe our app is back up and running. That's right.
All systems are go. Shout out to Corona, California, who just chimed in and said, good morning from Cali. I can hear you guys.
Good morning.
All systems are go.
Stoked.
Love listening. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Kim, who now listens to the show, too.
Woo! Thanks, shout guys. Out. We love you.
Socks and sandals. Would that be a Michael Harvey?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's our boy.
Mm-hmm. Webstream is back up and running as well. Happy almost birthday, Mr. Deo. Hilarious show this morning. Yeah. Hey, we had a question about Suicide Squad, wanting to know if it was a no-go for kids. I'm kind of equating it to The Dark Knight. What do you think? As far as violence and language?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same tone. It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Violence and language
abound.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. If they've watched the old, like, Christopher Nolan Batman films...
Yeah.
That's about the same?
Yeah, this one's a little more superhero-y
yeah.
than those movies.
Mm-hmm.
I say that in a more of a spectacle way. Because these are all, you got to remember, these are all like bad guys. So there's not a lot of like remorse floating around.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Good. There you go. Yeah, download the app. We have a Star 88 app in the App Store for free. You can download, you can listen to it to us right there on your smartphone. And we all got the podcast, got that at iTunes or Google Play. It's and you happening. Can watch us at, is our website back up and running? So
let me double check.
Star88.fm if you go there.
Star88.fm is up.
If you go to our website, you can watch us right there on the website or you can just stream us, whichever. Man, we do crazy things in the studio every morning. You can watch us eat breakfast around 7:15 every morning. Just chowing down. Steve-O's just texting away on his phone.
Well, I'm wanting to give that update. I'm wanting to say, hey, look, it's on par.
Just saying what people can...
It's the Dark Knight.
I'm just saying.
People have questions. We obviously were doing a service
doing a
by going and
play
seeing a terrible movie yesterday that turned out to be an excellent movie.
You can see Teo's new hair. He's got a new hairdo. He got a perm over the weekend.
He did not get... Should I get a perm, guys?
Yes, we've been telling
you. Oh, you should get a perm.
Please get a perm before you cut that... That mane off.
Listen to me, guys. Mane.
I'm going to say this as clearly as I can.
Hey, please wait before you say this because I'm going to make you stick to it.
The first of never.
Okay.
Mm.
There's this dude on the Instagrams.
I've heard of it.
His name is
Tio.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, love that guy.
Right? And he's got
dope long hair and a sweet beard.
Okay.
And I'm like,
looking at it.
You've cornered the market on cool, my friend.
There's also a dude on Instagram. Mm. He's got a sweet beard, shorter, well-styled hair. Mm. His name is John Cooper. You should look like him.
Mm-mm.
I got called John Cooper.
I will never cut my hair now.
There's also a guy named Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I've heard of him.
And he's got a sweet flat top. And so I think I should definitely go with the flat top route.
You need to get all up on that flat top. Get on that.
Just going
to
get it flat right up in here. Just flat top it.
You're more Larry David than... But you could grow it.
I know. just acting like I could have done it. But anyway.
I'm sorry. Larry David's older. You're more George Costanza.
Okay, we're moving on. We're moving on.
Let's do it.
I never had a chance to do this. When we kick off the show, usually around 6, I usually go over... You know, what is today? How many days till...
We haven't done any of that.
I know, but I did it on purpose.
Oh.
Because this is some of the stuff that you miss at the beginning of our show.
That's true, if you're just chiming in now.
All you late people.
You late bloomers, you.
And if you don't podcast, you don't get to hear us talking about some of this stuff. So, today is August 8th. We're looking at 31 days until International Literacy Day.
Wow.
Very excited about that. 88 days to Marvel's Doctor Strange. Mark it on your calendars. 88 days if you're a big fan of Doctor Strange. The trailer looks fabulous. 30 years ago on this day in 1986, Stephen King's Stand By Me was released. Starred River Phoenix, Corey Feldman.
And it spawned an incredible television series called Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of. Yeah. But shout out to Hopper, who is in Suicide Squad.
He is.
Really?
Yeah.
He's in it.
Like right away in the beginning, I leaned over to Dale and I said, "That's Hopper!"
No way.
Yeah, he just plays like a nobody government guy. But it was like, dude, that's totally like Hopper!
You guys hear that wonderful music?
Love Hopper. You guys need to watch Stranger Things on Netflix. Pretty good. And... The Edge from U2 is celebrating a birthday today. How old?
55. Nailed it.
Good job, Taylor.
Dustin Hoffman, how old today?
65.
Taylor?
71.
79.
Dang. Whoa! Getting up there.
Scott Stapp is celebrating a birthday today.
Shut up.
Scott Stapp.
Hold on.
Steve-O, channel him. Channel him like the Enchantress.
I'm just holding the claw fist.
You're the Enstapdress.
The goblet of rock fist as I prepare. Do you have music for me?
I will in a second. Hold on.
You don't have any Creed, like, at your disposal?
Hold on.
Like, you can't just pull out some Creed out of nowhere? Come on. Come on.
No, it's not under that. Want some credence now? Clear water.
The time is over.
Okay, it's. I don't know what happened to my music.
Time's
I wanted
over.
The credence now. Okay.
The time for Creed is over.
Scott Stapp.
Just hitting his stride.
I say he's 45.
Yeah, 46.
43.
Oh.
43. There you go. What happened to my Creedence Clearwater?
I don't know. Bad Moon Rising?
That's what it's called. Maybe it's under that. See, you know.
I do know.
Okay, now we're ready.
No, it's too late.
No, it's not.
I don't want it.
Nope. Side project. Here we go.
It's called Creedence Clearwater Steve Ivel. It's going to be a mega hit.
I see a bad moon horizon. I feel I won't out round.
I don't know the words.
It's making me sad.
It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon round.
Yeah. Nailing it.
Life see a bad moon round.
Yeah, I got nothing. Nothing else for you. Never cutting my hair. Ever.
Well, that's okay. You will.
Chrissy loves my hair.
Does she?
She's just, oh man, she's just captivated by it.
What a good one.
My wife, she's just like, I love your hair, don't ever cut it.
I don't think she says that.
No, actually, it seems like just about every day she says, will you please cut your hair? I hate it. You look stupid.
Mm-hmm. You don't look stupid, Steve-O. Okay?
You let's don't. Just you look normal.
Throw that out there.
Thanks, man.
For really a Creed good. Fan. It's okay. Jared Murphy just said I look like I'm about to take TFK out on tour for a year.
Yeah, no, you don't.
And I said, hey, man. Well, I tried to. I don't know if our Facebook's allowing me to comment.
Just embrace
said,
him.
If I can find a use for your tiny, tiny, small hands while out on tour,
oh.
I will do that. And you can come with me so you can throw up your tiny, tiny rock fist.
Oh, so small. Sweet.
It's like a baby's
tiny,
fist.
Tiny little hand.
But it's still rocks.
So great. Good. So great.
Just the we smallest.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Okay, guys. Feel free to chime in. Give some advice. 585-LIVE is our texting live line number.
All right.
You can call us as well. 338-3700. Here's the email. A few weeks ago, I lent one of my friends the book of the book Life of Pi.
Of Leon. Oh.
I lent one of my friends the book Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. Got
if you haven't read it, you should. It's great. Anyway, I was over at his house the other day, and when I was using the bathroom, I saw the book on top of his toilet.
Where else would he read?
Yeah.
It's good bath time reading.
No.
It was disgusting. He's using my book as entertainment to read when he goes to the bathroom?
Nope.
Yes. I have never not understood acceptable. Bathroom literature, but I
totally
digress.
Acceptable.
Not acceptable.
But I digress.
Okay.
I told him he has to buy me a new book because
oh, wow.
his
Bold.
Fecal bacteria is all over my copy. He thinks I'm being ridiculous fecal and refuses matter. To buy me a new one. My question is, do you think my friend should buy me a new book since he's using the one I lent him in the bathroom? What do you think?
That would be considerate of the friend.
To buy him a new book?
Yeah.
I think so.
Buy him a new book.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Let's say that we borrowed something. If I borrowed something from a friend, and actually this happened to me one time. I borrowed a book from someone, and back then Jack and Luke were the little ones, and one of them tore a page.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that sucks, because that's going to cost me $20. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I went out and I bought a new copy of that book for said friend.
You didn't try to just tape it back together or anything?
No, dude, because you borrowed something. And if I lent something to someone, I would hope for the best as far as the condition I get it back in. You know what I mean? You'd like to think that if you lend your friend something that they're going to treat it well and give it back in the same, at least the same condition it was in when you lent it out.
Yeah.
So, But on the flip side, that was really bold of her. I don't know that I would do that for a friend if they asked me or if I borrowed something. But if somebody borrowed something from me and then I got it back and it was kind of trashed, probably actually wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, but this just doesn't sound like it's trashed. I mean, because
the it was in the bathroom.
Okay. That doesn't mean it's trash. Yeah. That just means they most read
people
it while they were on the
no,
party.
Not,
most people
nope,
that,
not
that
me.
Read. Okay, not, do you use your smartphone when you go to the bathroom?
Yes,
of course I do. That's why it takes me 7 minutes. That's
so what's
why
the difference between a smartphone
be
and reading
down.
A book? What's the difference?
Strange.
Stranger.
Well, it's because you don't want to drop it. You know, you don't.
There's more bacteria on your smartphone than a toilet seat.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I'm doing that to myself. There are zero books in my bathroom. That's because it's all found on my phone now. But gross, dude. Yes, gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
You should wear gloves.
That's why
I think it would be very nice of the friend to buy a new book.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the person's overacting.
We are quote blessed in that our toilet is not in the same area as our toothbrushes and stuff, right? Like it's separate.
Oh, mine is.
Ours are separate but equal.
Because when you flush that toilet, it's like swirls around and you're getting sprayzies like up to 6 feet. So you don't want to. I don't know. Has anybody noticed that I'm actually losing my voice?
Yeah, you are. I know why.
Baseball.
Man.
Yelled at that 15-year-old umpire.
Got in a fight with him, punched him out.
Had to bail him out.
Court case pending. Just insanity. I don't know, Dex. I feel like it is a bit of an overreaction.
It really is.
Because, I mean, how many... Okay. How many times have you guys gone to use the restroom at a friend's house and they've had, like, the little stack of magazines sitting there and you just open one up and thumb through it?
Yeah. Heck no.
No, because it's got the pee-pee stuff on it and you get that on your fingers.
I do. I have.
I don't care about that stuff because I wash my hands after I use the restroom.
We have Rolling Stone magazine, so whenever we get a copy, we always throw it in a little basket in the bathroom, and it's just some reading for people.
Yeah. Take your time. Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Get what you got to do done and then come back out to the gathering.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So, person who wrote in, yes, I think you're overreacting a little bit. I know it seems like you have a little germ problem.
Phobia, maybe.
But, I don't know. You lend somebody a book or you lend somebody whatever it is.
I would expect that book to pop into the bathroom.
As long as it's in good shape when you get it back, I don't see the problem.
Maybe just wipe it down with a baby wipe.
Mm-mm. Although this reminded me that I lent something to a friend and I actually needed it back. So thank you guys. This was a great letter. Thank you to the Star member.
Do I owe you anything? Is there something I took?
No, I just texted the person.
I'm trying to think. Okay.
No, you guys are good. All right. Like, I'm not a huge lender anymore because I think back in the day, there were so many movies that I lent out that I never got back. The only time that I really, like, lend anything is if Teo has, like, 3 days of nothing because his wife leaves, and he's like, I'm going to borrow these.
Stack of movies.
But then, like, a day later, he's like, these were all amazing.
But it's different with Teo. It's different with Teo because he comes over so often.
Right.
That you can always catch him or text him and say, hey, grab those movies.
I have a hard time lending things, especially if it's like, oh, I haven't seen you in 8 months. Dude, this is cool. Can I borrow it? It's like,
yeah, sorry, man.
I'm never going to get this back. I'm pretty sure half of my stuff is at Gentry's house.
Matt Gentry, you just do the worst things.
I got some Christmas decorations I never got back.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I learned long ago not to lend Gentry anything.
I think I have a Christmas tree that I need back.
The only thing you can lend Gentry is your friendship.
Well,
and he will return that.
There you go. Thank you for the email. Michelle. Your name.
Michelle.
I just put you on blast.
Michelle.
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 She wrote into the show. My friend is using the book I lent him as a bathroom book.
Well, this person that just texted in, they have bookshelves in their bathroom.
See? Nothing wrong with that.
Plus,
you gotta do this. You gotta think about this too. Are you ready for this? I know this is gonna sound crazy. Just in case you run out of TP, you have volumes of backup plans. Volumes.
Gross. You just buy everything
and trade paperback.
So you guys really like you'll read magazines at people's houses in the bathroom?
Yeah. Yes.
No big deal.
You're thumbing through pee-pee.
You're gonna wash your hands.
Yeah, you're not over there going, oh wait, here I am thumbing through this magazine. Wait a second. I think I'm gonna lick my hand.
This is what I don't understand about germophobias, okay? You phobiacs out there are weird to me. Because you're constantly touching so many different things throughout the day and your smartphone and whatever it is, somebody else's phone, the telephone, the computer, and guess what? It's so dirty. It's dirtier than anything in the bathroom.
Starmie is split on this. Split.
How do you split?
One person says, tell her just to disinfect the book.
There you go.
Someone else said, friends don't let friends have poopy books.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, I do my best reading on the John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone else said, love Teo's hair.
Thanks.
Little.
Thanks, guys.
Somebody else said maybe they thought it was the life of pee.
That's a good one. Good job.
Somebody else said yes, definitely disgusting.
No, it's not.
That's not at all. Everything is, there's so many other things that are more disgusting than the bathroom.
Yep.
That's the way it is, man.
That's just the way it is.
So just calm down.
That's funny. Somebody on the live line just said, tell them to calm down. Those of us who read regularly and have a family know the only times to read are on the toilet and when the kids are in bed.
Boom, and boom. Also, Steve-O, if you ever use someone else's phone to make a phone call or let someone use your phone, then you are doing the same thing.
Fecal matter all over. It's just the way it is. Swab that thing if you don't
believe me. Arlington said, I lived in an apartment that had a food pantry in the bathroom. Okay. True story.
Are you kidding? That's amazing.
That is pretty cool because you could just eat at the same time.
Food pantry in the bathroom? I'm trying to picture that.
No.
This person says, I fashioned a toilet seat out of books.
No, stop it. You guys, it's gross. It's gross. Never.
Do you want to come over?
No.
Maybe you could do some reading in the bathroom.
Nope.
That's our reading room. It's the library, if you will.
Got your throne there.
Would you like to commode, Ver? Yeah.
Oh, man. My mom is just dying right now.
She is.
Oh.
She's reading in the bathroom right now.
No, don't read in the crack. Oh.
Would you like to commode over? Come on. Come on, man. Thanks for the letter.
Make them buy you a new book.
Love it.
Don't make them.
New book.
And that on the flip side of this.
Yeah.
If your friend asked you to buy them a new book, you should buy them a new book.
Full on.
That's just the appropriate thing to do. Don't argue and say, no, I'm not going to buy you a new book. You buy them a new book. If that's what they want, you buy them a book.
We got another text on the live line. It says, not gross. French kissing is gross. LOL.
What?
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
That's what I wanted to highlight this answer.
A 9-year-old?
Did Chrissy text that in?
Okay. Steve-O, quit giving the people. Gosh. Just. It's okay to give them a glimpse into your life, but you have all of the windows open and all the doors open. Life? Your walls are see-through, and they're made of glass.
I'm sorry. You
can't throw paper at a glass house.
Yeah.
Because it'll rock your world.
What?
Yep. Think about it.
You wanted to talk about something coming up. What was it? You teased something earlier.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you did. Right before our last break, you teased something.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you did.
No.
You can't remember.
I can't. Santa Fe just chimed in and said, I think if it's yours, then it's cool. But if it's someone else's, then maybe be respectful and not take it into the bathroom.
Maybe you should throw down some rules before you lend a book.
Maybe just read the book.
You have to throw down rules. That's weird. Like, why? This is why you shouldn't lend things. Ugh. But the Bible talks about that. If somebody asks for your...
Slave to the lender!
...cloak, you give them your tunic also. It's a sweet-looking cloak, man. Can I borrow it?
Sure, bro.
Give me the shirt off your back right now.
I want to rip it off so bad.
Don't
you just want to be free.
Don't
you? You need that chest freedom.
Just want to be free right
Please
now.
Please don't.
Torso freedom. Give it to the people.
The Starmie is watching currently on the live line.
Gosh.
I mean on the webcam.
In my new mansion that I just got.
Tell me about it.
No. I have a lot of mirrors. Wing. There's a lot of mirrors in my room. Okay. And last night I jumped up. We don't have TV right now.
Right.
So
you gotta entertain yourself.
My wife got me season 4 of Dawson's Creek on DVD first got married.
Oh my gosh.
And hey, I never opened it.
Is it the other theme song? It's not Paula Cole anymore?
I don't wanna win.
No, it's the other
theme song. It's the other song. Theme song, yeah.
Yes, it
is. And I don't like it.
Wait, let me Heart is in my hands. Hand is in the clouds.
It's terrible.
Feet have left the ground. My life is turning around.
So I cracked that thing open. After almost like 14 years, 15 years, I cracked that thing open.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like,
what's happening?
Oh.
What's happening with Joey? What's happening with Pacey?
Well,
what's happening
here's
with
the
Dawson?
Thing. I forgot it was season 4. I thought it was season 1. And all of a sudden, it starts up. And Pacey and Joey just got back from that 3-month sailing trip, and they're in love.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And I'm sitting there going, Dawson, really what happened to Dawson and Joey? No, Pacey and Joey are in love.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it.
Dude.
Where was I going with this story?
The twists and the turns are like that.
I think it's because
you were creek.
Well, I'll take you back. I don't know why I'm doing this for you.
Oh, I remember.
Okay. It's because of all the mirrors, and you were probably shirtless.
Thank you. Yeah. I was. I hopped out of my bed shirtless, and I just glanced over and saw this behemoth obese man.
Pause.
What's
just invented a new word? It's wonderful.
Stop.
Okay. We're gonna highlight this. Behemoth. Define.
It's like a large man who doesn't shower. He's
a large hairy man.
And behemoth.
He's a large hairy
he's
man.
Both. He's behemoth.
And he's just, he's I was jiggling everywhere. I mean, the gut was in full effect. And I'm just sitting there going,
it was like Christmas in August.
Wow, I need to go to the bear.
Poke
because
it.
This is not okay anymore. Whew.
You want to be... Yeah, I guess you just want to be a normal behemoth and not a bohemoth.
I'm a bohemoth.
A bohemoth is a little bit too unfettered.
No, I'm a bohemoth.
I just said unfettered. It is 8:29 in the morning.
All right.
Beautiful.
It's time to go to break again. Or we could just, you know, keep it going.
Let's just keep going. Let's just keep going. Who cares?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Pillboy,
what is happening?
Dex, I'm glad you brought up Dawson's Creek because This is crazy, and I can't believe I'm admitting this, but
make it happen.
Me and my wife, when we were dating, used to watch Dawson's Creek while she was at home on the phone and I was at home on the phone.
Oh no!
And that's where the long cord came in, so I can watch it.
Love it.
And talk to her. So yeah, that is crazy, man.
Yep. Those are the days.
I love you guys, man.
Hey, pool boy. Question. Pool boy. When are you moving to Albuquerque so we can start that pool business?
Hey, you know what, dude? I think I was talking to my wife, and we've been kind of arguing, so I've been thinking about leaving her.
Oh my gosh, no! Well, you know what? I've been thinking about doing the same thing, so wait, what? Just kidding.
Gosh.
Just joking.
Yeah, man. Right. We got to do that. We got to do pool boy diaries. That's what we got to do,
guys. There's way more pools here in Albuquerque than Las Cruces. What are you thinking?
It's time to start your own business.
I love Las Cruces, man. It's nice.
Las Cruces is
too hot.
Beautiful. Hey, would you just turn up my computer real quick?
But when I get my business going, guys, I promise you this. When I get my own company going, I'm going to do it. It's going to be, I'll build a pool for you guys.
Yes.
And go service it.
All right. Thanks, pool boy.
I'll go out there once a week.
Love you, man.
Love you guys, man. Later.
Love you, too.
It's the worst theme song ever. Every voice inside my head is telling me. Why did they change it?
Oh, man.
We got to go to break.
I've never seen a single episode. Coming back, we're going to talk about their affinity for Gilmore Girls.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
An emotional announcement at Yankee Stadium.
I love this team.
A-Rod retiring this week.
President Obama playing cheerleader-in-chief.
To all of our Olympic and Paralympic athletes wearing the red, white, and blue, know that your country couldn't be prouder of you.
Russia will appeal a decision by the International Paralympic Committee barring the Russian team from the Rio Games.
Donald Trump appears to be staying more on message at recent campaign stops.
And we will have the wall, and the wall does work. And it will be big.
Touting his signature campaign issue at a rally in New Hampshire.
Dr. Jill Stein accepted the Green Party's nomination for president.
Iran has executed a nuclear scientist for spying for the United States.
Jim Furyk has set a PGA Tour record by shooting a 58 during final round of the Travelers Championship in Connecticut.
Someone was selling beehives at a Walmart parking lot in Oklahoma City when some of the bees got loose, as many as 60,000 of them. Several people were stung.
Two skydivers jumping in tandem died Saturday at a public parachute drop site near the city of Lodi in Northern California.
Lodi. I've been to Lodi.
No way. Lodi?
Yep.
Chaparral, New Mexico. Shout out to you, my friend.
What?
In what is my favorite shout out to your hair, Teo.
What'd they say?
On the live line, it says, looks like Teo got his vegan powers.
That's from Scott Pilgrim.
That is from Scott Pilgrim.
I did get those powers.
Oh, that is my favorite one.
Nuh-uh.
Chaparral, New Mexico, you just won.
Man, I gotta admit, I know a lot of people don't like the bleach thing, but I like it.
I think
it's great. I really like it. Like, even if you guys hated it, I'd be like, well, I really like it.
What people don't realize is that we're currently filming Die Hard 7.
Yeah, you know.
And Teo's got the lead role.
I got the part of Sisko.
The villain.
Sisko.
Yeah. It is 8:42. Good morning.
It is a day of 91 degrees.
How are those roads out there? Anything
man,
happening?
Let me take a look. Let me use my vegan powers. Yep. We got an accident.
Oh, no.
Candelaria Road at Moon Street. There's an accident. Watch out for that. That's all I'm seeing right now. That's your look at traffic.
Used to live off of Moon.
Yeah.
When I first moved here.
It ain't easy being the Moon.
It was Moon and Manal.
Who was Moon and Manal?
Right next to the 7-Eleven there. My
was it John?
No.
Oh.
My uncle from San Diego, his best friend that lived here, him and his wife owned
these
apartments.
Was it your Uncle Ted?
No.
Okay, Uncle that's George. Who I would think it would be.
Not Uncle Ted,
he
no.
He would be the mooner.
No. Well, yeah. And, yeah, it was cool. It was, you know, it was in kind of the ghetto a little bit, but I had a good time. I only had to run for my life a few times. I had one of them bulletproof backpacks.
You did?
All my kids have those.
Nice. What?
Live in Albuquerque. You never know.
Oh, my goodness.
Better be safe than sorry.
Better be safe than sorry.
I say we need to do some headlines.
I was going to ask you if we could.
Monday.
The bullet shot through this burrito warming machine.
Favorite drop.
The John Denver song, Take Me Home, Country Roads, was written about Maryland.
Take me home.
But the writers changed the lyrics to West Virginia since they thought that sounded more poetic.
Okay.
Yeah, Maryland, I don't really view that as a country state. It's so small.
I've never been to Maryland.
It's basically just one highway.
Oh.
Andrew Johnson is the only president who did not have a pet at the White House.
Wonder why.
I have a joke to make, but I'm not going to because it's horribly offensive.
Okay.
Converse All-Stars are technically basketball shoes,
mm-hmm.
but no one's worn them in the NBA since a player on the Atlanta Hawks named Tree Rollins in 1980. Those shoes are terrible.
Yeah, I was just going to say. That's not
They're
fun.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are
They're
Chuck
supposed
Taylors.
To have, those are,
they
have.
I'm wearing them right now. My feet are killing.
They yeah. came out with a new Chuck Taylor.
They did.
I think
Chuck
it's
Taylor
more.
Too. My
yeah,
boy
aren't they
Daniel
more
has
athletic.
Those.
Aren't mm-hmm. they a little more athletic?
My boy Daniel Montoya has some of those. He's got like six pair of them.
What size
it's
is
ridiculous.
He?
Ridiculous. I think he's. I don't know. We could text him and ask him. Hey man, what size?
Size 10, 10
Can
and
I borrow
a half?
Those shoes?
I could even do a 9
Don't borrow the shoes because
if I read them,
uses them in the restroom. No,
beat you. There a little bit before you.
If I could borrow some.
Philadelphia has something very important to say to you. And you need to listen to this clip. They're telling you, don't swim in dumpster pools.
Tonight, the city of Philadelphia urging those who live there not to swim in dumpsters. And okay. here's why. Yeah. This photo, taken last weekend, shows partygoers at the Cedar Street block party swimming in a trash bin they transformed into a pool. Now, the party's organizers say they power washed it first, lined the bottom with plywood, and cushioned the corners. Yeah. But the city's biggest issue with the makeshift pool is what they use to fill it. Leaders say the fire hydrant water used in this case for splashing should be available in case of an
for
actual fire.
That's right. That's disgusting. I saw this the video of them just hanging out swimming in the dumpsters. It's disgusting.
Dude, I've heard of a dumpster fire, but this is something altogether different.
Ugh.
You don't want to go swimming in a dumpster pool?
No, I think I'll pass on that one.
Dude, I don't want people reading my books in the bathroom. Why would I go dumpster diving?
Yeah. You might have a better time than you would expect. Nearly 70% of teens admit to using apps while driving. That's right, 70% admit it. 100% of them do it.
Yeah, 30% are lying about Pokemon Go.
Yes, a poll by Common Sense Media reveals 50% of teens feel addicted to their phones. Again, I fall into that category. The teen part. Have you seen my hair? I'm a kid. Using a cell phone while driving is illegal. Why did this just move?
I didn't touch it. Steve-O.
No, I'm not.
It wasn't me, man.
No.
It just moved like crazy.
It wasn't me, man. I swear.
Where did? Okay, there we go. It just went. Whoosh. I bet Daniel's in there. Quit messing with the. Okay.
Weird.
Using a cell phone while driving is illegal for teens in Massachusetts. Just don't use your phone while driving, says auto school instructor Gerald Smith of Agawam Auto School in Agawam. That's a cool name. Agawam.
Agawam.
Another survey found 68% of teenagers admit to texting, making phone calls, and listening to music while behind the wheel. AAA, or AAA, says nearly 60% of teen crashes involve distracted driving.
Yeah.
Quit being distracted.
Yeah.
That's what billboards are for. If you want to be distracted, you look at a billboard. No. You don't look at your phone.
So there's this park here in town where everybody says, you got to go there. It's called Squirtle Park.
And Squirtle Park!
Now it's called Charmander Park, and it's crazy, and that you always go there. And I've been there a couple times, which, by the way, I've never caught anything there.
Squirtle Park!
Liars. But I go there because there's a little Pokestop, and I will, like, have rocked lunch there a couple times and walking around.
Squirtle Park!
There's also a lane for you to drive basically around the entire park.
They got Pokemon lanes?
Oh, dude, and I'm like walking and looking left as just car after car after car with people like driving just staring at their phones, going like 5 miles an hour.
I've
you know, and I'm
a
like, oh my gosh.
It's awful.
Get out of your car. You're at a park for children.
Gotta get those Pokeballs.
No one is looking up.
You There's need the Pokeballs. There's a park for children, and you Just will saying. Be confined.
Be careful.
It will be your prison forever. Leslie and I almost got in a fight the other day because when she's riding with me, she's in the passenger seat, and she'll be like, Pokestop's coming up. Slow down. No, I'm not slowing down. Get over in your right lane. Get over in your right lane. And then she'll sit there and, oh, darn it, you didn't get over far enough. And she like yells at me. And then she hits me, and it's terrible.
I'm sorry, you're in an abusive relationship. Yesterday, Steve-O and I got home from the movie that he didn't invite you to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we stopped in the middle of the road there in my parking like in our apartment complex. We just stopped.
Steve-O.
And he caught two Pokemon.
Two of them.
He said, I'm sorry, everybody.
Take the wheel, Teo. Take the wheel.
His apartment complex is a breeding ground
Apparently.
For rare Pokies.
Good grief.
Okay? There were two that I caught yesterday that I didn't have yet.
Ugh.
Two!
If you guys are wondering where I live, it's on top of the Sandias.
One was a goldfish, and the other one had a shell on its back. They were both like water Pokemon in his apartment complex.
Wow. It's pretty impressive.
It's really impressive. He did a good. He caught him so fast, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he was like, "Wait, you caught both of them?" I said, "Heck yeah, man! Fastest draw in the West. Watch, I'm trying to find him."
I think it's time to reiterate what we did early this morning. Yesterday, there was a massive power outage in the ABQ. Steve-O didn't have power for hours.
Hours.
And luckily, PNM has restored power to all the customers. We got a clip.
PNM just tweeted out that it has restored power for all of its customers, so some good news there. But driving out here, we saw lightning after lightning flashes in the sky, and it's that lightning that firefighters believe started a fire at the power station behind me, which led to outages across the metro area.
I feel like this lady wants to rhyme,
Stop
but she just doesn't.
Lights out. Streets left in the dark. You're looking at video a viewer shot while walking along Central in downtown Albuquerque. AFD put out a small brush fire at the power station at Ladera and Ouray. That was a huge explosion.
Okay, it was going to say, that was Ouray. Ouray. It was over there on Ouray.
Yeah, scary, I guess all the power's back across New Mexico. A lot of people lost the power most of the night.
Yeah.
It
was awesome.
45 minutes.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of sad that the power came back.
Can I tell you a quick, funny story about last night?
How quick?
It's pretty quick.
Okay.
So Landon and I...
Too much time.
Okay. So Landon and I were
Boring.
Leaving...
Oh, stop it. I want to hear.
Okay.
You guys were leaving.
So Landon and I...
Let me check my email.
Okay. So Lando and I, we were leaving on our last run.
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see what just happened on the live line?
Okay.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Kamehameha. Am I right?
Kamehameha.
So Landon and I.
Yeah.
So we were doing our last.
We got to go to break.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We got to get on that break.
Got to get on it.
5 minutes
Actually,
early.
We still have 3 minutes.
Five.
It's a funny story about me and food. Okay?
I can't imagine that, Dex.
Hey, there's nothing funny about abuse.
So
So
the power goes out, and I hadn't eaten since breakfast.
You
and it's nine.
Man.
What time did it go out? About 9:30 last night. 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, it was like five.
Yeah, it was like
five.
No, it was.
It was like seven.
It was 7:30 or so.
It was
in
like
the 7 o'clock.
Hour.
Okay, 8 o'clock.
I was probably nine.
Probably midnight.
About nine.
Okay. So we're driving, and I go, Landon, you want a Big Mac? Yeah, Dad, I want a Big Mac. So we pull up. The lights are completely dark in McDonald's, and we're thinking, well, they still have to have the food.
Those things never go bad.
Yeah, exactly. So I pull up there. Of course, the speaker thing isn't
working. I was going to say, nothing's on.
Yeah, nothing's on. So we sit there for 10 minutes. Nothing's happening, so we leave. So I go to the McDonald's down on Academy and San Mateo.
Okay.
Lights are on.
No way.
Pull up, welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order? And that's the computer voice, right?
Oh.
So I'm sitting there ordering. I'll have two Big Macs, two Cokes, large fry, and a couple ice cream cones. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And about, no joke, 15 minutes goes by, and I'm sitting there going, I think I'm going to pull up to the window. And Landon goes, I think that's a good idea. So we pull up to the window. Nobody's there.
No way.
We pull around. All the cars in the parking lot are gone.
Yeah.
And we look through the window. Everybody left. But the lights were on because the power went out. And I think everybody said, let's leave.
Yeah.
They left. Everybody at McDonald's left. And then the power came back on.
Oh, man.
And it was an empty McDonald's.
That's crazy.
And you need to.
Did you go in and get your food?
You talked to a haunted McDonald's. Did the ghost give you a discount?
We walked into McDonald's because they didn't lock the doors.
Boo.
But excellent.
Landon and I, we made Big Macs. We made triple Big Macs.
Did you?
Yeah. We were drinking the ice cream out of the little
just drinking it. Just put your head under there.
Oh, man. We were
the ice cream machine.
Ice cream headaches for days.
By the way, a cool name for the bathroom? TT machine. Oh. Go ahead.
I found out all their secrets.
Don made that up. It wasn't me. TT machine.
Needless to say, I really didn't get McDonald's last night. I was really bummed.
Yeah. So man, did you really talk to a haunted McDonald's?
Yeah.
Like somebody said, welcome to McDonald's. Take your order.
It was Ronald McHuntled. Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Ronald McHuntle?
He's a clown, not a ghost.
So dumb.
Whatever, you both laughed.
No, I didn't
laugh. You did inside.
No. It was worse on the inside.
Okay,
it's time.
For a break?
Yes.
Gotta catch
two more.
Two more quick ones.
Give me two more quick
ones. I tried,
guys.
The Charleston church shooter got beaten up in jail last Thursday. You remember this guy?
Oh, man.
That crazy-looking little white kid? I pointed it out. And apparently someone rewarded the guy who did it by paying $100,000 to bail him out.
Way.
Whoa!
There's a lot of contention about how that kid can go and do all that he did, you know, and then other people do similar things and worse things happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Two idiots in New York were on the friend's roof on Saturday, tried to get back downstairs by going through the chimney for some reason. Chim-chimmery, chim-chimmery, chim-chim-chiroo. A sweep is a sweep, and I don't know the rest.
I've never
but
seen that.
But they got stuck, had to be rescued by firefighters, and now their friend might get evicted because the building is supposed to be for commercial use only.
Wow.
Fail! Fail! Fail!
Sorry, friend.
Okay. When we come back, another whiskey tango, possibly?
Heck yeah, man. I've got one for the ages.
Monday Mindset. What's on your mind, Starmy? Text it to us, would you? 585 Live. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion.
Liveline blowing up, man. Last 6 months have been awesome.
Thank you.
Morning Invasion, I think, has been the best change for 88.3 and Calvary. I drive for my job and look forward to listening to you guys every single morning. LOL, even though sometimes you make my stomach hurt real bad from laughing so hard.
Aww.
Keep up the good work. I'm sure God is smiling down on you guys for the work that you're doing.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning.
I got it, Steve-O. That was funny.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. I can't take credit for it. I just read a meme.
Good morning. It is 9:05.
High today of 91 degrees. Okay.
I'm not seeing anything on the traffic line.
Singing over me.
So I guess we're good. That's your look at traffic.
Hey, Steve-O, if you could get in on this, I'm going live right now on Facebook. If you could squeeze in real quick because I want to wish my sister a big happy birthday. My sister.
Wait, you have a sister? You've never talked about her before. I just thought you had a brother.
No, I have a sister. Sister
is. Her name is Ted.
Celebrating a birthday today. She's 29 years old today.
Happy birthday!
She lives in San Diego, California.
Oh!
You suck!
Okay, that's not nice.
That guy just left the room. That was weird.
I think that was beer guy.
Gosh, that was crazy.
Weird.
But yeah, I just wanted to go live to wish my sister a happy birthday. I mean, who goes live anymore, guys? Nobody.
I do.
You know?
We went live.
I've been live actually this whole time.
Teo and I yesterday, we went and saw a movie, and we actually did a did a review of a reaction. The film. A Insta reaction. So we went Facebook Live.
Which was fun. I'd like to do that after every movie I see from now.
Seriously, it was pretty great. Because I want to go back and see it again now and see if I feel the same way. So,
love you guys. Love you, sister. Happy birthday.
Love you, sister.
Okay, there we go. I'm done. Had to do that.
My sister's birthday is September 1st, so we're going to have to do
that. Oh, hey! Update. We just had a listener named Rosie say, I decided to take the cold shower challenge.
No way!
Really? Kind of. I turned the water cold at the end of the shower, and wow, I feel amazing. Tomorrow, I'm going to try the whole shower. This morning, I got up, and I was like, I'm not going to do the cold shower. I did it a week and a half. It was fine. But then I found myself going, nah, if I want to be motivated. Nah. So about halfway through, I started ticking that thing cold, and then I ended it freezing cold, and I feel great. Guys, dude, I'm telling you, cold showers help out if you take one in the morning.
I rocked that last Friday, and I had never been more alert in my life. I was so tired, and I hopped in the shower, and I started it warm, and I was like, I'm just going to fall back to sleep in the shower. So I went, whoa, turned it cold, and you're right, I was alert. Mm-hmm. I was ready to go.
Ready and raring to go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I guess it's time for another Whiskey Tango on this Monday.
Well, it's a gnarly Monday. Mm-hmm. Imagine this. You're a paramedic in St. Louis. And you walk out to your car. And someone broke in.
Oh.
They steal a bunch of your stuff. You were on a break. You're at the hospital parking lot. You're frustrated. But you don't have time to do anything about it because about 15 minutes later, an emergency call comes in about a guy who'd just been hit by a car.
Oh.
Dude jumps into the ambulance. They rush to the scene. When they got there, he rushes up on the guy to help him. And then he noticed something to the guy's right. A gym bag.
Oh.
But not just any gym bag. His gym bag that was just stolen from his car.
What?
Yeah. Turns out the guy broke into a car.
No way.
Stole a bunch of stuff, shoved it in the gym bag, and started running. Obviously, when you're a thief and you're running, you're not paying attention to traffic. Boom! Hit by a car. Gym bag flies in the air. Wow, that semi just missed him. Thank God he's going to be okay. Oh, no. There goes his...
That was Grand Peachy.
Wow.
Just going to wait.
Has got
I feel like, is it over?
Are we in?
Good. Guys, when you see an accident, you slow down, obviously. That got cray-cray.
Dax, how did Grand Peachy get out?
Oh, Grand Peachy, she gets out every once in a while. She'll get out of that gate, man.
Don't let her out.
Don't leave that gate open. She'll go out.
Guy laying in the street bleeding... happened to be the thief who just robbed him.
No.
Wow. So what would you do, paramedic?
Good Samaritan.
You have a chance to save his life. Or just get your stuff back and call it a day.
How about you save his life and get your stuff back?
Well, the paramedic handled it like a superhero.
Good.
And a good human being.
And the Hippocratic.
Because guess what? He treated the guy.
Yeah, that's right, he did.
Made sure he was going to be okay. Once he was back to a place where he thought this guy's gonna live, he immediately pulled out his phone and called the cops and said, I got your burglar right here. The police haven't released any details yet on the arrest. But yeah, imagine that, dude. You steal stuff, you're running, you get hit by a car, and the paramedic is the guy you just ripped off.
Oh.
Is very lucky to be alive, because that guy is a good human being. He did his job, he saved his life, and he got his gym bag full of stuff back.
What was in the gym bag? I mean,
it doesn't say what was in the gym bag. It doesn't say
anything important, because it's just a gym bag.
What's weird
Probably some socks, a leaf blower motor.
He unzipped it and opened it up, and it was like, whoa, like this light blinding him in the face, and then he just zipped it back up and made sure it was cool. You never know what was in the suitcase, Pulp Fiction.
I know it's in the suitcase.
Everybody said it was...
Heroin.
No.
Hey, it was heroin.
No, that's actually not.
You never know what it is. It's a mystery.
Someone's soul?
Yes.
I've heard that too.
Whose soul is it?
What's his name? Ving Rhames.
Okay.
What was his name?
It was his soul?
Yeah, because in the movie, if you look at it, he's got a Band-Aid on the back of his neck, and allegedly, like, a witch doctor had sucked his soul out and put it in the suitcase, in the briefcase, and that's why it was so important.
Okay, real quick, Dex.
Weird.
Text on the live line. I'm assuming this is Shane or Omar. Good morning, fellas. I want to remind Dex to give Leslie a shout-out for holding her own when loading Dex's pool table onto the truck. She's a beast.
Nice.
Strong arm emoji.
Yep.
Wow.
Gotta tell you, my wife, she is one strong woman.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe steroids.
After all, I was going to say, after all the years of being married to you.
Tell them why she's so strong.
She can handle anything.
Tell them why.
Well, she has poked the bear a few times.
Never surrender.
That sounded really bad.
And speaking of that,
she has done the CrossFit thing.
There you go. That's the best way to say it. A little less offensive. A little more easy. Like, it's easier to understand.
Goodness sakes.
I gotta give a shout out.
You poked the bear!
I gotta give a shout out to my boy Joe from Bear Canyon.
Joe.
He listens to our show, guys. He says he got converted recently to listening to our show.
Oh, stop it, Steve.
He's a Morning Invasion star
now.
That's
pretty incredible.
Hey, give him props. Quit thinking about what Jack said.
Props. That happened to me this weekend. Yeah. One of Luke's coaches. We were just talking, and I mentioned, well, I get up really early. I work in radio. And he goes, I know. I listen to you every day.
I know.
Oh!
But anyway, all that to say, one of the main reasons that I enjoy Bear Canyon so much is because of Joe.
Mm.
Joe is awesome.
No way!
Yes, wait. Yes way. You're a good coach, Joe.
Nicely done.
Is this Joe?
Joe?
Hello?
No, this is Shane.
Hurricane Shane, what are you doing?
What is up, dude?
My new best friend in the world.
I gotta tell you, man, let's just take it back to that Leslie moment.
Let's just take it back.
Dude, four guys, or three guys, and a girl, I mean this in the best sense of the word, dude, Leslie is so buff. He's not exaggerating one bit. I pick up a pool table to go over like a, I don't know, dude.
Cement wall.
I don't know, 4 foot wall?
Yeah.
Pick up a
pool
table.
We had to get it up over our head.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm not the weakest guy. I'm not the strongest guy in the world. But
you're pretty strong.
All that weight started shifting as Dex and Omar started lifting their side. They started pulling it up from the waist.
Come on, push it!
And then
push
transitioning
it
into a press to press a pool table up over your head to get it over this wall. And I'm not exaggerating even a little bit. So the weight shifts, making it even that much harder because it's coming down on the Leslie's side. And, dude, I'm looking at her going, well, I'm really nervous right now. I mean, I'm absolutely concerned.
Yeah.
I look at her and I'm like, is she going to be able to pull it off?
She's
going to
get squashed like a bug
right now.
I looked in her eyes and I saw this, I better do something or I'm going to die look. And then it happened. It was like,
just straight.
Leslie goes, woo! And then she made that noise too. And she just like somebody in Gold's Gym.
She hit this like extra gear.
Yeah.
Did she?
And she pressed that table. Dude, she pressed that table.
That's
up
impressive.
Over her head.
Did she yell out Bear Canyon?
She didn't, but she should have tailed.
She yelled out Artex.
That is
did she yell out America?
No, she yelled
America!
Out Artex! And then you thought back, and it was like Atreyu and never ending story. She just got that
dude,
extra.
I glanced back at her.
Strength.
It was a whole new respect. And I was like, this is the kind of woman that built America.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That like wagon trained over the Rockies and was like, no problem.
She's
a big deal.
She is created in the ilk of Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yeah, she can hold her own.
She killed it, dude, and Dex killed me, dude. I woke up the next day and I could hardly move.
Shane,
and that's not an exaggeration.
I got to say again, I've already shouted you out a few times, you and Omar, but man, I couldn't have done it without you.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane, I know Omar had to leave in the afternoon, but Shane continued to fight with me until about 10 o'clock at night.
Let me ask you this,
Shane. That's crazy, man. Teo and I went and saw a movie, and it was so just lovely.
Let me ask you this, Shane. What's it like being Dex's actual friend? Because I'm a bad friend, and I don't know.
We had a good time, right? We laughed. We cried.
We had a blast. We ate Big Macs.
Did you guys get
Big
some
Macs.
Hugs in there?
Did we did.
Some cool hugs?
We're driving now. We're doing our shifts because we didn't rent a U-Haul. We actually just used a couple trucks.
Yeah.
And Shane goes, hey, man, what do you think about a couple Big Macs and some Cokes? And I said, let's do this. So we pulled in, and we chowed down on a couple biggies.
I got to get you guys to the Bear.
Oh, it was good. We burned that off so quick, though, man, because we were just working out all day and all night.
We really did 12 straight hours of moving.
Yep.
No kidding, man. Listen, dude, it was a pleasure, bro, and it was an honor to be there for you and your family. You guys are good people.
You're a
servant. Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
take care.
Shane.
Later.
My bestie right there.
I'm glad you got some cool hugs in.
It's my best friend right there.
I know. I respect
him. He's there for me. Omar, you're my best friend too, man. He just could probably hit the gym with Omar later.
That's cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tao and I went and saw Suicide Squad. It was great.
We went to see that a different day than when all this stuff happened.
There was none heavy lifting for us. It was exquisite.
Glad you enjoyed it.
We had a blast. Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. So fun.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what to put in then today's like morning invasion thing.
Hey, you know what we need to talk about? Mm. The crazy Delta glitch that's happening right now.
It is a little scary, man.
What is this Delta glitch?
Dude. Tens of thousands of people were stranded this morning after Delta Airlines flights were grounded due to a system outage. Now,
didn't this just happen to Southwest?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the systems were back online at about 8:40 a.m. Eastern time this morning, but the disruptions, they said, would continue amid a limited resumption of departures. So many people are stranded in random places. Mm-hmm. They say the inquiries are high and wait times are long. The customer service agents are doing everything they can to assist, but people are still stranded at airports all across the country. Of course, there's also going to be some lag time in the display of accurate flight status at Delta.com or the Fly Delta app.
Dude, check this out. They're throwing it back, too, to handle it. Hundreds of flights were delayed or canceled by mid-morning. In Richmond, Virginia, boarding passes were written out by hand. In Tokyo, a dot matrix printer was resurrected to keep track of passengers on a flight to Shanghai. In New York, self-service check-in kiosks went dark.
They're saying that this was a snafu due to an overnight power outage in the hometown of Atlanta that impacted their computer system and operations worldwide. But, I mean, I don't know. The glitch obviously knocked Delta's automated check-in kiosks offline, forcing them to manually check in passengers. Large-scale cancellations. Here in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, New Mexico, there was a major power outage yesterday because lightning caused a fire. Yeah.
Hackers be hacking. That's all I'm going to say.
That's exactly what I was just
thinking. That's totally what I was thinking.
Hackers be hacking. Hack the
They took down Pokemon Go multiple times, their servers. You know what I mean? Just because. So we're seeing more and more inconveniences, if you will, to life due to some hackers.
You know what you can't hack?
Huh?
A bicycle. Try hacking that. Especially a Huffy with one of those cool shields up front. You remember it.
That Huffy, man, was so heavy.
Man, that was a good bike.
No, it wasn't.
Get you through some tough stuff.
I want to start biking, guys. Yesterday, I was hanging out with my buddy Joe, who was helping with worship at Calvary Knob Hill. Shout out to Joe. Joe! And he was talking, and he was like, yeah, Saturday, man. Rode my bike. And I'm like, that sounds like so much fun.
Don't waste your money.
Listen!
Come on.
He's like, it's a straight shot. If you're rocking, like, the river whatever thing, and it only took me like an hour.
That river whatever thing is.
Guess how many miles he rode in an hour?
Sandwich.
40. Oh.
40?
40 miles. And he's like, yeah, I was averaging 19 point something something miles per hour, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, that is incredible.
Steve-O,
when I was a kid, I could do that all day long.
It is incredible. But guess what?
What?
You'll buy a bike and you'll never, ever ride it.
Nah, man, I'm gonna take that bike down to the trails area and then just ride along the river. You know, a dream is like a river.
It won't happen, bro.
Ever changing as it goes.
I've bought 3 bikes.
And the dream is just
guess where they're at. Guess where my bikes are.
Bike along
my
road.
Good rhyme.
Yeah, I have a couple of bikes in my garage that are totally hanging, that are really nice mountain bikes, apparently, that were given to us when a family member passed away. And I'm just staring at him. And he was like, dude, let's get those going. Yeah. Let's do this. And I'm like, let's. Can I put a Huffy on it? Can I put a little card in my spokes to where it makes cool noises? Guys, let's go ride bikes.
Stop it.
We're going to ride bikes. Bikes on 3.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Yep.
I thought you guys would be into that.
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry, my sugar levels are really low right now. I have to eat this orange.
Yeah, you're just inhaling that orange.
Diabetes is kicking up.
It smells wonderful. The citrus is just waking me up and invigorating me. Just much like the essential oils that my wife sells for the low price. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
You can't say that. That's illegal. Illegal.
Jump back into news.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Play my intro.
He can't. His fingers are sticky from all the...
Steve, over, here, I'll do over there and make it happen.
Don't you touch that mouse.
Touch it.
Sticky fingers.
Go ahead, Steve-O.
Okay.
You were born for news. Now you're always taking undramatic things and making them dramatic.
Boom. That was really loud. I apologize.
I don't like food anymore.
Can we please go mountain biking today, guys, and look for Hugh Jackman?
No.
He's here.
A drunk guy in Toronto climbed into the back of a cop car on Saturday because he thought it was a taxi. And it turned out he had an outstanding warrant, so the police turned around and said, outstanding, and arrested him. Idiot.
Mm-mm.
Dennis Rodman, who I've dedicated my hair to, has been under investigation for a hit and run, and apparently police believe he was driving the wrong way on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta watch out for those freeways. Everybody says it, but you gotta believe it. Blues Traveler canceled some gigs because apparently they're still a band.
Man.
No, it's because John Piper had to have emergency spinal surgery.
Oh, no.
Whatever his medical issue is, it could have been caused by paralysis.
He lost a bunch of weight, right? Did he keep it off?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Or, I'm sorry, it could have caused paralysis, not caused by paralysis.
Hmm.
You know what they say?
No, I don't. What do they say?
I don't know. They say a lot of stuff. I don't listen to them anymore.
They really do. I stopped listening a long time ago.
There's a story coming out of Scotland, and I need some inspiring Scottish music. Dex. Yeah.
Got this, buddy.
I know you do. That's why I trust you with all of this responsibility. Okay. That's pretty good. 41-year-old guy from Scotland named Dion Leonard ran a 150-mile ultramarathon in China recently. Apparently, that is a thing, too. You got Blues Traveler still a band. You got a 150-mile marathon.
I'm just saying, let's start biking, man.
It took a week. A full week.
A week?
And on day two, a stray dog started running with him.
Oh, man.
It's a mutt. Kind of looks like a Yorkshire Terrier. He was surprised it could keep up because it was so small. Then after they ran about 15 miles that day, the dog followed him into his tent and slept beside him.
Aw.
Then it ran three more stages of the race with him. Dion says there were sections where he had to cross some pretty big rivers, so he carried the dog across, even though it slowed him down.
Wow.
In the end, it ran more than half the race, so he decided to adopt that dog.
Wow.
He named it Gobi.
Gobi.
And he started a GoFundMe campaign to help it get back to Scotland.
Of course he did.
That'll cost about $6,500 because he has to pay for the quarantine and the vet bills. But people have already donated over $12,000 to help him do it.
I'm starting a GoFundMe.
Any money that's left over will go to charity. Inspiring. Inspiring. Gobi.
Doing it.
Dude,
doing
strawberry gobies are my favorite.
What?
What is that?
I thought that was Go-Gurt.
No.
What's a gobi? Oh.
I don't know.
Ever had a gobi?
No.
Are you kidding?
Hold on.
I can't really talk about it, but because, you know. We're...
Gobi. I typed in gobi, and the first thing that pops up is this dog.
Gobi the dog!
No. Also the Gobi Desert.
You hey, put gobies, they're like.
Stop. If you have to tell him.
No, tell me, Gobi One Kenobi. Up. You are my only hope.
He's a peasant.
Also, he made that Star Wars joke.
The peasants, come on, Gobi One.
Hey, look at me. It's a class thing. Some people just aren't going to get it.
What's a Gobi?
I don't know. It's a drink.
Is it like the things
it's a
like
drink.
The. What were those
yeah,
things?
With the little balls?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
That's not called a Gobi, is it?
They're gobies. You pick your Gobi.
What?
Yeah. They're little balls filled with deliciousness.
I thought that was called something else. What are those called?
Well, boba tea.
Boba tea.
Exactly.
It's the same thing?
Yeah. They're gobies. You have to pick your Gobi.
Look it up. Are you being dumb?
Google it. You got the Google right there. We go there all the time. That's why I'm poor.
Seriously.
Boba tea gobies.
Boba tea gobies.
Type in Gobi.
There you go. Are you guys really Gobi Googling
poppers.
This right
Gobi
now?
Poppers.
Thank you, Gobi great. Poppers. Now apologize.
Gobi Pops.
What's your favorite Gobi?
Did you know that there's still a drink on their menu that my dear friend Joey Belleville invented.
Really?
We used to go there all the time back in the day when it was still part of like the comic shop. And the drink, the 50-50 was invented.
Well, it's still there.
Yeah.
What comic shop?
It's next to Hastings.
Yeah. It was called Noble.
On Montgomery in Wyoming.
Yeah. The 50-50. We would order the 50-50. It's my dear friend Brodus's drink.
I like the Funky Monkey.
It's time to be done.
With the show?
No, we got to take a break.
Oh.
One more headline.
Oh, come on, man. It's really long.
Okay, just wait then.
Yes, sir.
Well, we got time.
Blues Traveler canceled some gigs because John Piper had to have emergency spinal surgery. When asked, "What's going on, John?" he said, "I don't know, man, but the hook will bring you back." Quoting one of his own songs.
What's your favorite
game? Referencing a career that faded.
Shout out to John the Uber driver.
John the Uber driver.
He said he just drove a girl who called herself the Crazy Cat Lady. A while back, she sent in like 100 photos of her cat, and we blocked her number. What?
We didn't block her number.
We did not. She was hoping that you were talking about her on the air, and apparently you didn't. However, she said that being a non-Christian, she really appreciated the morning invasion and how you're able to bring in hot topics in a way that appeals to a secular audience. She really enjoys listening to the show.
Good. Oh, that's cool.
Too bad. Shout out, Crazy Cat Lady.
We just had to block you, lady. Too many cats.
We've never had to block anybody,
have
we?
She texts the cat line.
652 cats.
Did block her.
You owe me a Gobi. We'll be back. Hang out with us.
With Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
An emotional announcement at Yankee Stadium.
I love this team.
A-Rod retiring this week.
President Obama playing cheerleader-in-chief.
To all of our Olympic and Paralympic athletes wearing the red, white, and blue, know that your country couldn't be prouder of you.
Russia will appeal a decision by the International Paralympic Committee barring the Russian team from the Rio Games.
Donald Trump appears to be staying more on message at recent campaign stops.
And we will have the wall, and the wall does work. And it will be big.
Touting his signature campaign issue at a rally in New Hampshire.
Dr. Jill Stein accepted the Green Party's nomination for president.
Iran has executed a nuclear scientist for spying for the United States.
Jim Furyk has set a PGA Tour record by shooting a 58 during the final round of the Travelers Championship in Connecticut.
Someone was selling beehives at a Walmart parking lot in Oklahoma City when some of the bees got loose, as many as 60,000 of them. Several people were stung.
Two skydivers jumped in tandem died Saturday at a public parachute drop site near the city of Lodi in Northern California.
Did you guys hear about that kid at the water park?
Yeah.
It was the tallest water slide, and he died.
He was 10 years old. Of like a councilman.
And they can't figure out how he died.
10 years old.
What was it? You get on a raft with... There's four people on a raft, and, man, it's insane. It's the tallest... water slide, and they don't know how he died. Yes. I don't know if he fell off in front of it.
Well, they're doing a full investigation into it now.
So sad.
Yeah.
9:39.
High today of 91 degrees.
How them roads out there?
Traffic.
They're looking beautiful. Beautiful.
No, they do look good. Roads are fine. Doing a great job. That's really good traffic.
Traffic.
Beautiful. Yeah.
585 live. 585-5483. You can text us if you'd like. Monday Mindset. How's your mind? How was your weekend?
My mind is incorrigible.
You know, how are them Olympics treating you? Because as of right now, we are winning the Olympics, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
Yeah.
The United States leads with 12 medals, 3 gold, 5 silver, 4 bronze. Second place is China. Why not? Italy's in third, Japan's in fourth, and Australia's in fifth.
It's good.
I'm glad Australia's up in there.
As long as we're on top, it's all that matters, man.
Is it?
That's right.
Good job, America. Been watching.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys.
I just watch the highlights on YouTube and Facebook because I don't have TV right now.
Oh.
And the more and more I think about it, I don't think I need TV anymore.
Really?
I can watch anything I want right there on my phone or tablet.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, the type of technology and connectivity we have today.
And heck, if I can't watch it right now, then I'll just wait. because it'll pop up on Netflix or whatever streaming website. Well, it'll happen. What are you guys binging right now? What are you guys watching?
Oh man, we actually started a show called Wrecked.
What's that?
It's pretty funny.
Is that on Netflix?
Somewhere. It's pretty funny. It's
sitcom?
It's a play up on Lost.
Really?
Yeah. And I think Dawn said she had heard funny things, but I don't know. We just started it. And I want to dive into that Narcos show that our boy John.
I've seen season one, and it's really good.
John says that's his favorite show on Netflix.
And
John doesn't like anything.
No, he doesn't.
Like, he is their curmudgeon of The Office.
Wow.
Straight up.
I started a new show just because of the actors that we interview. We had Jonathan Tucker on. I started watching Kingdom.
Yes.
And a few episodes.
Your favorite show?
That's the MMA show?
Yeah. The content's kind of cray-cray, so I'm like, I don't know.
He warned us.
He did warn us.
He did a good job of warning us.
But it's interesting because in the midst of this gnarly content, like the very first episode, the main character is Frank Grillo, who is Crossbones in Captain America Civil War.
Yes.
He was also in Winter Soldier.
Yes.
He's kind of like the Greg Jackson. I mean, he really is the Greg Jackson of this MMA gym. His son, played by Nick Jonas, is a fighter, up-and-coming fighter. Which, by the way, Nick Jonas is incredible.
Really?
He does a great job acting.
Hey,
yeah.
He's really good at guitar,
too. Really,
really
good.
You should see him.
Oh, really good. Jonathan Tucker, the guy we interviewed, plays the older brother. And started watching it. And in the midst of this kind of gnarly, there's language, and it's MMA fighting and whatever. This guy gets out of prison, and he used to be this, like, he was going to be the star. He was the next up-and-coming UFC fighter. You still don't know what happened on the show, why he was in prison. But he goes to prison. He gets out, and he's just trying to find his legs. And this Frank Grillo character presents him with a copy of The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis in the pilot. And it's been interesting because he's reading this book, and it's kind of about how we have this fight before us, whether we're in the octagon or not. We're always going to be fighting, and it's about taking a stand and staying strong. So surrounding this like weird kind of gnarly, you know, TV show with language and whatnot is this really redemptive theme, and this theme of the supernatural fight that we have.
Yeah.
And he talked about it. Jonathan Tucker, in our interview on the show, he talked about it a little bit, the deeper meanings. But again, he was very clear that, like, yeah, but I mean, it's surrounding this crazy show, so it's not for everybody. But if you look, there's some pretty deep Christian themes within this show.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's cool. So, I really want to watch that.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah. I cannot give it like a dude, everybody should go watch it. Because, again, it's one of those shows that's on, it's on the Audience Network, which I guess is like a DirecTV exclusive. And so they can get away with it because it's not really on television, if you will. So there's, I mean, language. So I was a little shocked.
A little shocked.
Kind of like watching a rated R movie.
Well, yeah.
And I do mean rated R, not PG-13. PG-13, you get one of those bombs.
Yeah.
One.
Just one. Okay.
Yeah.
I just finished Limitless, which I loved.
Really?
You did like it.
So good.
Rest in
peace. At New York Comic Con last year, we were there, and the cast was out there, including Bradley Cooper for that. So I think the next season,
they did a great job with that.
I've never canceled. Never seen it. Never seen the movie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Ricky.
What's happening there, guys?
Is this
buddy. Is this Ricky Cottonsteady?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
The Cottonsteed!
I'm still trying to wake up. I've been awake for a couple of days. I went out to Utah for some fights. And
nice.
We got to hang out in the hospital till 6:30 in the morning and get on a plane. So.
Oh, my gosh. Who got injured? Who got hurt?
Doesn't sound like a fun time.
Yair fought. He didn't, you know, they just do x-rays and precautionary stuff. But the fight card was really long, really boring. Everybody fought to a decision. So it's really weird in the hospitals at the end of the night because all the guys are still in their jerseys.
Yeah.
And you, like, walk down the hallway, and it's like all the guys that fought that night are just sitting in beds. It's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this. Did they award you with extra wives because you were there so long?
Okay. That's
it's
not,
Utah.
Utah can't. No. That's still illegal.
Yeah, if you know my wife, you know, if I even tried to bring one home, it would be bad news.
Here's another question. This is a state park.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Ricky. Kentucky Sheridan, Utah.
Oh, my gosh. Ricky, I'm watching a new show. I'm watching a new MMA. It's like based on your life. It's called Kingdom. I just started season one, and it's like they've already referenced Greg Jackson once, and it feels like they really went for it and wanted to be Winkle John Jackson's gym.
Yeah, well, so I mean I don't really tell a lot of people this because I'm kind of embarrassed, but the lady that runs the gym was based off of me, so
that's
kind of hybrided the character of myself.
It's pretty
and
fun.
Julie Kedzie, Greg's old assistant.
Okay.
And so that even though they made me a female in the show, and that's why I didn't want to tell anybody that. I was kind of embarrassed. Yeah.
I remember you telling me that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They did. They made
so what was it? What was it like dating Greg Jackson?
Well, you know, I mean, it's acceptable nowadays, right?
No. No,
I'm
it's not.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. So,
I was wondering, I wasn't going to say anything, because Frank Grillo's character seriously seems modeled after Greg Jackson, and then there's the, like, office manager who just, like, she runs it, man, and she's kind of tough, and so...
Ricky's a
so
tough guy.
Frank yeah. Grillo is Greg Jackson in
yeah.
the show, that's what it's
that's
based
what
after, 100%, and he spent a lot of time down here to follow, you know, Greg mainly, and then, you know, I sat down with him a couple times and, you know, kind of gone over some of my roles, and of course Greg, you know, filled him in on what it's like financially to have to really track down on these guys. And, you know, and the new gym is not really run so much like that downtown. That's the one that Winkle John owns, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not run. That was modeled off of our old model, the dungeon style, you know, gladiator,
yep.
small gym financially.
It reminds
now that
you go.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it reminds me of years ago when Joey and I went out there and got to train with Rashad Evans. Like the mm-hmm. old, like,
that's it.
Small, yeah. So
yeah.
It had the same feel.
I honestly can't watch the show.
Wow.
Like, I honestly can't watch it. I hear it's a great show.
Did they not do a good
my
job?
My wife is... No, it's just too real to have to watch what makes you cringe on TV. Like, that was my life.
Yeah.
For a long time, and like the conduct and the partying, just all that stuff is just
yeah.
the drama and,
yep.
and trying to crack down on selfish people and oh man. It just like, you know, like at the end of the day, like I just didn't. I watched the first season of it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my. They were actually Greg been telling them stories.
Okay,
when he was doing, because it were the exact like scenarios that I was in. And that he was in, and the editors were doing, and so, you know, yeah. But I didn't get any royalties from it. That's the only problem.
Oh, man.
So that was a real question I have. Okay, so as like the manager of either A Fighters or B, you know, an amazing UFC gym, is it realistic? Because some of the scenarios I'm only watching season one still, but some of the scenarios were. You know, all of a sudden it's like this shady doctor comes in and is secretly pumping this dude and with steroids and then all of a sudden people are finding things out and like financially fighters can't pay, but they have a next fight coming up, so if they can just train here for free. And I'm like, man, it like I felt like grossed out, and it seemed
that's why Ricky can't watch the show.
It's realistic.
Oh, it is, dude. That's why I have no hair on my body. I just want to shower every time I go to work. Which is just, yeah. I need to shave everything, because it's true, man. These guys don't have money, but I'll tell you what they have money for. They have money to party sometimes.
Yeah.
They have money for weed.
That's what it seemed
you know,
like.
And
yeah.
But when it came time to pay coaches, it's like, man, I'm broke. It's like, whoa. How about you were at the club on Saturday night and you dropped $150 like it was nothing.
Right,
You know, you have money for that, but you know, and it's priorities. I mean, the thing about fighting and a lot, unlike football, basketball, baseball, is it's a very selfish sport, man.
Yeah.
You are the only one that goes in there when you lock that cage,
yeah.
and your coach is there telling you what to do, but a lot of times they don't appreciate that. And, you know, a lot of guys do. I mean, there's some good guys like John Dotson and obviously,
yeah.
you know, in Carlos Condit, and there's a lot of stand-up dudes that are here in this town that have done it the right way. But I can tell you that 90% of them have done it the wrong way. And just you know, like, let them live in the gym. I mean, Greg was so compassionate. It's like, man, I can't pay my rent. I can't do this. And you would find dudes sleeping in the gym on the floor before we had dorms. And
wow.
it's like, what are you doing? This guy's a complete, totally taken advantage of. He's a complete pothead. He's a total loser. He's not going anywhere. And Greg's like, you know, he just loves martial arts. He's so passionate about martial arts that... You know, he's a very compassionate individual. Hopefully, Greg is, it's not a secret, Greg is not a Christian, but he would make a great one. So hopefully one day he'll turn that corner and come to Christ. But as a genuine, compassionate dude, he's one of the nicest, most giving guys you'll ever meet in your life. And that's what that show with Frank Grillo, kind of always giving to the fighters and trying to help them.
So that's a real question I have for you, Ricky. Being yourself, being a Christian, obviously we know no greater redemption story than that of somebody coming to Jesus Christ. Have you seen on the flip side rad redemptive stories where this dude was a drug addict or this dude was rocking weed or just loved the ladies so much and then got in there and got clean and is now on the track of UFC stardom?
Yeah, absolutely, and there's some guys that I've worked with that are very strong Christians, and there are other guys that are not, obviously, but I mean guys like Diego Sanchez is a great dude, and Holly Holmes is a strong Christian, and it depends on the day of the week. I love John. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. No, John.
That was funny, Ricky. I laughed.
I love John. John is my friend. He's a Christian. He struggles like all of us,
Yeah.
Also, Nate Marquardt, great dude, has been down here in Albuquerque a lot. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of people that I think that with the fight industry over time, they will find Christ because, it is such an empty position to be in as a fighter because you're only relevant when you're relevant, right? And when you're not, nobody cares. And so you go in there and you put your body on the line, you get the tar beat out of you. And these guys, they have some, as we're seeing with the CTE, with the NFL guys, they're going to have some injuries and some things like that. And I think that all of us that have been there for each other, like family, and, we're going to continue to be there for them because when the fans stop caring about them and they can't they go through the normal struggles that a lot of us go through, like looking for a job and the reality of life, I think that they'll probably hopefully they'll turn to some of us that have been there for them, that have been an example to them and an inspiration, and we can guide them that direction to Christ.
Amen. Dude,
good stuff, Ricky.
Man, I'm gonna keep watching the show. I'll tell you all about it.
Sounds good. Let me know how it goes. Nothing too dramatic. I don't want to get stressed and have my heart rate go up, blood pressure. Yeah. Just good stories.
Like Ricky, you look great. You're a beautiful blonde woman.
Beautiful blonde woman.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
I try.
All right.
Okay. Friday nights only. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Next time you have the fights, invite me. Invite me next time, Ricky. Invite me. I want to go to your house, Ricky.
Don't invite
him. Hey, you know what? You got to bring Dex with you, though, because he's always going to come, but then he never comes.
Exactly.
He calls me and he has technical problems at his house, and I got to go over there and help him.
Stop it. Don't be that friend, Ricky. You don't be that friend.
Dex, call me later so I can help you out of your new house.
Goodbye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ricky Constant. I love that.
Ricky's solid. He is great, man.
He's one of those, man. I wish I could share some of the stories that.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
Right.
It's just.
I'm watching.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I mean, watching this show, which I never would have even watched if not for our interview with Jonathan Tucker, who is so well. He's like his dad is the utmost authority in French impressionist artistry. I mean, he is a well-read, well-spoken gentleman. Very educated, and he came on the show, and his character is the biggest moron on the show.
Wow.
Like, he's that guy that Ricky's talking about.
Acting.
Absolutely. Who, total pothead. He's got incredible skill, but he just doesn't have his life together. Yeah. He's blowing all of his money on stupid stuff, and then can't pay rent, or can't take care of, the basic things of life because he's just pouring through money. And yet, as we learned from Jonathan Tucker with his interview, that there's kind of a redemption story in this character. And it's been interesting, but I was very curious if that's how it was, because it seemed really, man, you just feel for the Greg Jackson character, because he's trying so hard to get these guys to do the right thing.
If you ever get a chance, go to YouTube. I'm pretty sure Diego Sanchez has a testimony story up there at YouTube, but we've had Diego on over the years, and his story is incredible.
Yeah.
Because he was that fighter who, he grew up, I believe, in the church.
Yeah.
But when he started to become famous and became a fighter, the fame and the money, and it just took
him. We need to have
him
in studio again.
Yeah, and then he lost everything. He lost he was making, he had millions,
yep.
and then he lost it. He checked his bank account one day after partying one night, and he had no money left.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was gone.
Damn.
He lost everything. And to see him turn his life around
yeah.
and to become even a better fighter after yep. that happened, and to see him just wanting to share the love of Christ.
It's pretty cool.
It's such a cool story.
Everybody loves a redemption
those
story.
Who are forgiven much will love much, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think those who go through those come out the other end with the strength of Christ. You could tell there's just something obviously very different. And I'm excited, man, that anytime I see stories like that where there's the father figure who refuses to give up, right? It's yeah. like the prodigal son story,
yeah.
just waiting for him to come home with open arms. And that's the God we serve. Mm-hmm. He's not waiting to bust you and tell you I told you so. He just wants to wrap his arms around you because he loves you.
Is that incredible. Why you always listen to father figure in the car?
I will be your father figure, put your tiny hands in mine.
That's
to Jared. Tiny hands, friends.
All right, we're done with the show today, guys. Have a beautiful Monday.
Beautiful.
Hit that podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. iTunes, Google Play, search Morning Invasion. We'll see you tomorrow. New Music Tuesday. Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.